Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your back.
In your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back. In your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back. In your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back. In your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back.
Feel it in your
pussy.
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 competition, please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to
Driver,
the sounds
of DJ Mike Q. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up, 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 roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, work. Study, study, cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Life. Put out the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Ow. Roll up the partition now. Roll up the partition, please. Roll it up, roll it up for me. Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, pictures, take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrrr-con. Nose and cheeks like brrrr-con. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. Skin and body like brrrr. Nose and cheeks like brrrr. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. You wanna buff-buff-bo. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Buff-buff-bo. Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see. See what I do. How I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please. Don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? Buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
Go.
And
it goes,
I don't roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I don't roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I don't roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I don't roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I don't roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I don't roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I don't roll up the partition.
And it goes,
thank you.
And it goes, and it goes. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. This shit right here, I fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. This shit right here, I fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up.
I'm the
touch me. With that gutter fish, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you gotta fish, don't touch me. With that gutter fish, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you, hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you gotta fish, don't touch me. With that gutter fish, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch.
Did the daddy, Of the Champion 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free ball. Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy. $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American versus European Runway. 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Performance. 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Realness. 750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme. $500 for Open to All Best Dress. $500 for Open to All Face. 250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren. And $200 for Butch Queen Executive versus Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. 150. House seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blonick. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blahnik at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, presented by Father Amp Lovin and Father Bam Bam Ebony, Saturday, June 14th in Richmond, Virginia. Your grand prizes include Open to All Best Dress for $1,000, Open to All Perfect 10 for $1,000, European Runway versus All American for $1,000, Femme Queen Faith for $1,000, and Femme Queen Performance for $1,000. Mini grants include Performance for $500, Legendary Performance for $500, Open to All Legendary Runway for $500, Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500, Butch Queen Twisters for $500, Open to All Legendary Realness for $500, Butch Queen and Drag Face for $500, and Father versus Father for $500, as well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, Saturday, June 14th. Your location, Stateland in Richmond, Virginia. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Von Alor St. Laurent. For more information, contact Father Amp Lovin on Facebook or Father Bam Bam Ebony on Facebook or visit Facebook's event page dated June 14th, the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminine Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop, schoolboy versus pretty boy versus thug for $999. Mini grams include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banshee Cunt versus Up and Drag Realness for $500. Realness as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and R.J. Balenciaga. Your DJ, Von Alor St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th. The Purge. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to All Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500, Open to All Runway for $250, Open to All Face for $250, Realness as a House for $250, and Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m. and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
This Sunday, April 20th, Jack Mizrahi and Big Ben present the New York City Rumble Ball number 67, The Road to Mastery. Some of your cash prizes include Open to All Realness, Schoolboy vs. Pretty Boy, vs. Doug, vs. Butch Queen Up in Drags, vs. Femme Queen, vs. Legendary Femme Queen, vs. Legendary Butch Queen Realness, all for $100 each. Other cash categories include Open to All Best Dressed Spectator for $100, Butch Queen Vogue Femme for $100, Butch Queen Realness with a Twist for $100, Butch Queen Face for $100, Female Figure Performance with an Understudy for $200, Butch Queen Sex Siren with an Understudy for $200, Woman's Perfect 10, Face, Body, and Sex Appeal for $100, and Trans Man Realness with a Butch Understudy for $200. Your grand prize, Team Runway, the Ultimate Collection for $1,000. Your teams are Fabray Blahnik versus Maurice Balenciaga versus Team Jermaine Mizrahi versus Team Corey Chanel. Using one Butch Queen European Tall Runway, one European Big Boy Runway, one All-American Runway, one Female Figure Runway, and a Mystery Midget Redeemer. Again, that's the New York City Rumble Ball number 67, The Road to Mastery, this Sunday, April 20th in New York City. For more information, contact Jack Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page dated April 20th. The New York City Rumble Ball number 67, The Road to Mastery. This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tenzerchops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and she'll send the call out, 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 send
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, and tonight we will be talking about all the media hoopla that is taking place that we've been hearing about over the past couple of days, and it seems like it just doesn't stop coming in. Tonight we will be talking about sex tapes. And I do want to talk about not just the whole Mimi and Nico sex tape, but I just want to talk about sex tapes overall, within media, within celebrities, wannabe celebrities, but as well as within our ballroom scene. You know, it's always like a trend that starts. You know, these sex sirens are now, well, I'm going to save that, but, you know, they're already starting their shit. you know, the little sex tapes that they're trying to make, and they want to, you know, release them and things of that sort. We're going to talk about them being leaked versus exposed versus these PR stunts. I want to get everyone's opinion on what they feel, you know, is happening with these sex tapes. And not just about the sex tapes itself. It still goes back to things we've talked about in the past as far as, like, you know, pictures. How people just put their pictures out there and, you know, how it exposes themselves and, you know, how does it affect these people. I think tonight's show will definitely be interesting. I also want to leave the platform open for other topics as well, especially about Portia getting locked up. I think she's, or I need an update because, you know, I have, the messages that come through all the time. Wow. Okay, the messages that come through, y'all need to stop. You know, this is why I can't have Facebook open as I'm doing the show. Let me just minimize this. I want to talk about Portia and her mugshot. Did the child get locked up already? I know earlier today we knew that there was a warrant for her, you know, because of what happened at the reunion show that we should be seeing this weekend, or is it in two parts? Are we going to be seeing it next weekend? I'm not sure. But we will be talking about that as well. And all the media stuff, I just want to kind of, you know, get it. You know, do you guys feel like a lot of this media stuff is just for publicity? What is your personal opinions on it? So, you know, we're going to get into all that tonight. I also will be making a special announcement about an upcoming event that Tensor Chops will be hosting. Well, about a future event that Tensor Chops will be hosting. This is something that every region needs to hear, as well as archive so they can remember that it was said tonight, April 16th. Well, when I say it'll be April 17th. But it was said tonight, April 17th, about the event that is going to change the game. So tune in. If you are a part of a region, which you guys all are, within this ballroom scene, reach out to your parents and your regional leaders and tell them to call in and listen to tonight's show, because I will be making a special announcement about an event that will partake, well, will portray, what is the word I'm saying? Yeah, I know what the fuck I mean. I'm really all over the place tonight. I'm so sorry. I'm dealing with a family issue, so you guys have to bear with me. But a regional event that will be taking place to include all regions. So get your leaders on the air tonight and have them listen. Contact them immediately. So, again, I say in advance, please bear with me. I will bring on my panelists to give me some help tonight. I'm definitely going to need it. And my prayers and blessings and prayers and everything. I know that you guys are listening and, you know, God is with us, so we're going to be okay. All right. So on the other note, let me get to the air. Joelle, who called in first, who wanted to sit next to Mother. Joelle, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine. I like this
How
seat
are
right
you?
Here. It's good. I like this little seat right here. It's nice and comfortable.
Don't eat all my Twinkies.
I already ate like five of them. Sorry. That's it. No, how are you, though?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm a little bit full from the Twinkies, but, yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
All right. Well, sitting on the other side of me who's trying to get into my bag of goodies, Amaya Revlon, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine.
Girl,
hi, Joel. How are you? Hi, everyone.
Hey, Amaya.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at Texas and everything at the same time, too, Jasmine. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Okay, well, mute your phone, sis.
I am.
Stay out of my bag of goodies, girl. All right. My Gulf Coast princess, Prada, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, Prada?
I'm good.
Okay, I'm hearing an echo already.
Damn.
Who's that echo coming from? It was Amaya. But if she pressed mute on her phone, then why am I getting a echo? I don't get that.
I hear it now.
Yeah, and I just... Okay, so now I mute her and it's gone. Do you hear it?
No.
No. But when I bring her back, I hear it.
There it is again.
Which
Amaya,
is crazy,
how did you call...
I put this phone on mute on my house phone. I'm on my house phone.
So I don't know how we're hearing an echo from it. You want to call back in or you want me to call you directly?
Yeah, I'm about to call back in right now.
Okay, call back in. All right. Justin, you're on the air.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, Justin, how are you?
I'm great. How's everybody doing?
Lovely, darling.
That's good.
Wonderful.
I don't know. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, Laura. I kind of figured it was you. How are you, darling?
I'm all right. I'm just actually getting up. I was napping a little bit. I've been tired, man. I had a flight to catch to get the fuck out of D.C. I'm home now. I'm tired.
Laura. Amaya, you're back.
I'm here. You hear it still?
Okay.
Why do you say that?
Hello,
Jasmine?
Testing. No. Testing, 1, 2, 3. No, I don't hear it.
Okay, class.
No, I was just saying, Laura, if you could see my inboxes, and what are the sex sirens up to now? Why is everybody talking about they're going to leak a sex tape? Like, why is everybody trying to jump on the bandwagon?
That's what they've been had them on anyway, so now it's just cute to do it.
What? A sex tape? I mean, half the bone thing, they do porn anyway, so, I mean, that's the same thing. I mean, shit. I mean, you got girls posting on Facebook with them. You got film queens posting on Facebook with them getting their dick sucked.
It's just a little too much. At the bus station. Wow. All right, hold on. Let me bring on my West Coast co-host, Meaty. Somebody should be sexy and all that stuff coming on the air, but I'm not really picking that up from you.
I love
Wait,
that.
Wait, whose song is that?
August Alsina.
Oh,
okay,
now he is sexy.
Keep it cute, brother.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, you all? What's up, everybody? What's up, Amaya, Mother
hey,
Queen, Revlon? You got your balls out of that thing now, honey. Hey,
Excuse me.
Queen, Mother, Revlon.
Yes, Mother. Mm-hmm. And my page was black. My page was hacked.
I could not with that pose.
You know what? I've seen that earlier.
And then my little bratty little sister Brandy gonna come behind and make a post.
And girl,
that
she made it worse.
That post sent me up. I said I can't.
But I want everybody to know that even though my page was hacked, the girl, the way the friend request and inbox was set up after that post, girl, bitch, you'll be gagged.
I'm sure. You guys are in season. It is summertime. You know that's amazing.
I'm in season all the time, baby. You better get into it.
Oh.
Let me make a quick. Let me make a quick announcement, y'all, really quickly. Bear with me. Where is it? Don't forget this Sunday in New York City, Jack Mizrahi and Big Ben presents the Rumble Ball number 67. This Sunday at Esquilita's, the grand prize is Team Runway, the Ultimate Collection, Trevor Blahnik, Maurice Balenciaga, Team Jermaine Mizrahi and Corey Chanel are your captains. So that is for $1,000 this weekend. Also, there's some other cash prizes that are like $100 each. If any of you guys are real and feeling real, all your category, all your realness categories are for $100 that night. There is some categories with an understudy that are kind of cute, actually. Female figure performance with an understudy, Butch Queen sex siren with an understudy, trans man realness with a butch with an understudy. There's also some other categories like Twisters for 100, Vogue Femme for 100, Woman's Perfect 10 for 100, Best Dress for 100. Best Dress for 100 as well. That's open to all Best Dress. Butch Queen Face for 100. So it actually sounds cute. It looks like it'll be a cute ball. There's also some beginner categories open to our runway, Beginner's Runway, Vogue Femme, da-da-da-da-da. If you guys want to get a discount for admission, text Vogue, Vogue, the pound sign in Vogue to 88202. Again, 88202 to get discount admission. If you guys have any questions, contact Jack. Visit his page. I'm not sure if there's an event page or anything on it, but maybe there is an event page. I'm not sure, though. But don't forget, this Sunday is the Rumble Ball number 67, The Road to Mastery. All right. It takes care of that. Also, Marcus hit us with a bombshell this evening, which is really cute, coming up in December. I think it's December 6th, the house with the most trophies for $7,500. More information will be promoted on the air soon, so you guys look out for that. I think it's going to be in North Carolina. That sounds really cute. It will be cute. I'll be there. So don't forget any upcoming events as well that you guys have. You guys are able to promote on the show, contact me so we can get a commercial and give you access to all the groups where you can promote your event. I will be making a special announcement again tonight in reference to a major event that will be coming your way. So, again, contact all your people because I will be making that announcement shortly. I'm still waiting for a couple of people to be around as I do so I can make the announcement officially. But in the meantime, before we get started with these sex tapes and stuff, can somebody give me an update on Portia? Did she get locked up? Is that really her mugshot? And what's really going on?
I have no clue either.
Okay. I'm just ready to find out so I can see her drag at all.
Justin, you're usually good with this. Is that really Portia's mugshot?
I don't want to say it is, but let me do some fact-checking real quick, and I'm going to find out. I saw the picture and everything, and we had discussed it, but I'm going to double-check and make sure before I say anything. Hold on.
I haven't seen the mugshot yet.
I just seen it before we got on the air, but I don't know what it is. Like, I just seen it on my timeline.
I mean, I can't trace and see, you know.
Laura, you is a troublemaker.
She always got something going on, stirring something up.
Laura?
Yeah.
You a troublemaker, girl.
So I'll tell you, I own it. So me and Amaya, we coming out with a sex tape.
Word. Oh, hell no.
We're coming out with a sex tape on her bed with all them damn pillows and shit.
Hey, Jazzy, so it does seem like Kenya went on here and pressed charges on Portia, so they had put out a warrant for her arrest, so she went on and turned herself in. So, yes, that is her mugshot. Yes.
She was sitting in her mugshot, so no shade. She was sitting up in that mugshot.
No, she's definitely... Do you think she said, let me get myself done up before I turn myself in?
Yes, ma'am. She said she was going to be everywhere.
She them officers yanked her up and got her right on out this shit.
Did y'all see the clip before they took it off the internet?
No, I didn't see it.
They have it on TMZ.com.
They had a clip of the brawl with Portia and Kenya.
Yeah, I saw it.
Was it Nancy?
Portia and Nocta. No,
Portia got her together. No shame.
Yes, Portia. She was on top of that bitch, baby.
Portia drug that hoe down. I don't know what type of kickboxing lessons or whatever classes Kenya was taking, but they did not help her. She needed to get her money back. Refund.
But that's what Portia served her. That's what Miss Kia gets to, because she's not put that wand in her face. She put that wand in Miss Portia's face, and Miss Portia snatched that wand, and then Kenya got up, and then Portia got up, and all of a sudden Miss Portia was on top of her head, baby.
No.
She was on her, like, white on rice, bitch. She was on
Portia
her
head.
I heard she was locked, and she's already released.
Yeah, she got released after posting $2,000 bail.
Of course. You know the stars
don't stay in jail
too long.
Wow. But, I mean, come on now. Y'all knew that Kenya would be the first one to press charges.
Of course she would.
I think she was in her right to press charges. Somebody could read you down or whatever. That don't give you the right to put your hands on it, especially in that situation where you have a contractual agreement. You got to use your common sense. Now, I would have waited till we got off the show and went outside and wore her outside. I wouldn't try to wear her while we was filming or taping, because you have to use your common sense. Now, I just,
But can you,
when
can
you
were
in the heat of the moment, you're not even thinking about cameras.
Yeah, but Kim, can you wasn't using her common sense by putting that wand on her face, bitch. That's a sign of aggression.
Yeah, it definitely is a sign of aggression. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey.
It definitely is a sign of aggression.
Hey,
no. Hey, Jason.
Sorry I'm late.
Hey.
So that's a sign of aggression. She deserves that. Put no motherfucking wine in my face, bitch. Guess what you're gonna get.
Wow. Alright, so let's kind of talk a little bit about sex tapes. I'm still waiting for the icon Rodney Prodigy to come on
the
ear.
What? About sex tapes?
We're gonna talk about sex.
Let me get ready. Let's talk about sex.
I want to talk about sex. Let me see. What am I saying, Chatham?
Jasmine, who's all here? I heard Amaya.
Joelle,
I think I heard
Prada, Michi. Joelle, Prada, Michi, Justin, Laura, Amaya, and you. Where's J-Rock?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, Jason.
What it is?
Oh, hey, girl.
Ooh. It's always Prada, big ass. Always Prada.
You know what, Prada? You're a doll. I live for Prada. Prada is a doll.
Oh, thank you.
Chucky's doll.
I need J-Rock on the air. I need J-Rock here. Can somebody contact J-Rock and tell him I need him because he represents the Gulf Coast?
Is he blue-loving?
I'm sure.
He's married. So.
Yes. He married and got a ring and everything.
Okay.
Is that legal in Texas?
No, it's not legal out here.
What's not legal? Marriage?
Hell no. Not gay marriage.
So what is the deal? I heard, so they're not Demon Kelly and Icon?
Ooh.
Why not?
My sister, please let me call my sister. Please let me call my sister.
Okay, yeah. Anybody else want
y'all
to shout out?
Why are y'all playing? Come on now.
Kelly don't need nobody to deem her.
Anybody else want to shout a 151?
She's going to deem herself. She's going to deem herself and then want somebody to
fight her. I mean, girl, especially coming off the last person who got
Father, there's only certain girls.
We're going to have a state of emergency show about getting Kelly deemed to be icon.
She's already. Look, let me just. I might put the soda on or out because I already got the list. Kelly is already on the list. It's just that a lot of icons didn't see it, but majority voted over them, so she's already on the list. And I'm going to just put it out there.
Cool. Off kill.
Is Milan on that list?
No.
Okay.
Neither Cage. He's not on that.
Oh, so
it's
so.
Yeah, it's just such a troublemaker, y'all. Y'all just so messy. I want to talk about sex. I can't do this.
Well, you can't talk about sex without talking about Milan.
Miss Kelly is on her way to the show right now.
Come through, Kelly.
Everybody grab your purse.
She is on her way. She's, oh, my God, I'm calling right now.
Oh God, we're gonna start a movement, everybody. What list, Laura?
It's an icon list. It's definitely Laura is definitely correct about the list.
It's an icon list that's already out. Some of the girls already know about it. We're not gonna play this game. It's already out there. And it is what it is.
Oh,
it's the dating list. You know,
so
this year was this.
I threw
most of the names already out that's on the list. If you look at the post, I already threw most of the names out. It's only about 4 or 5 girls that I didn't throw out there because I'm just not going to do that. But,
stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon, the queen. Stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon, the queen. Stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon.
That whoever does those commercials is a mess, honey. Whoever does them is a mess. Kelly, you're on the air.
What's going on? I heard my ears.
Oh.
Your phone is giving Boost Mobile that.
Come on, Kelly. Icons can't have phones like that.
Ooh. Oh no, yes they do. They got crooked.
Excuse me.
What are you talking about?
Baby, nobody has no motherfucking crooked, honey. But my ear was just ringing so bad over here, Mister. I knew somebody was talking about me, so I knew that it had to be somebody on the show, so I had to call in. What are you up here stirring, honey? How are you stirring?
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say. I'm trying to talk about sex.
Really? I don't know what y'all over here. What are y'all over here?
Let me give you the email. The girls were given the greater of that you're on the icon list for any to be deemed in New York, and that 5 icons didn't see it, but they were overwritten by the, you know, probably more prestigious icons, and that you will be deemed icon in New York. What it gave?
I never heard nothing. I never heard nothing about it, honey.
Kelly, of course you did. Of course you did, Kelly. Okay,
I haven't heard anything about this.
Well, you're spending quality time with your icon father right now, and he's definitely a prestigious icon, so ask him.
They say, well, I asked my father the other day when Laura mentioned it, and my father said he knows nothing about it.
Of course they're going to say that because they're not going to just
sworn
tell
to
you,
secrecy.
You know.
Sworn to secrecy.
They're not just going to tell you. You have to read between the lines, Kelly. That's all.
Well, honey, I don't know anything about...
What y'all talking about, honey.
So what y'all telling me is I need to get me a new weave, 32 inches, this thing, girl.
You better.
And I need to get me a new dress and everything, Laura. This is what you're telling me, Laura. I was approved.
It sounds that way.
No, it's not. Yes. This summer, it's not 32 inches. It's 17 and a half.
17 and a half? Who do 17 and a half?
If you're not 22 inches, you're damn near bald head.
Honey, I will say this, Kelly. If you plan on walking the New York Awards Ball, if I was you, I wouldn't walk only because you know the girls are so shady. Because you know a lot of girls ain't gonna see it.
Oh no, girl. Let me tell you something, bitch.
So
I know the girls. I know the girls. The girls wanna chop me, honey. So.
Well, I'm glad Kelly's on the line. We're waiting. I'm glad Kelly's here before we make the announcement. We're still waiting for the current icon to come on the air. He said about 10 minutes. But in the meantime, we could talk about shower rods. What does everybody think about the sex tape that Mimi and Nico leaked?
It was late.
Or was it a leak? Or what do you guys think? Was it a leak? Was it exposed? Was it a PR stunt?
They said she made $4.2 million off of that tape.
I can't believe that.
I can. Because the thing is about her money. Let me tell you something. It's Mimi Foster's about her coin. Don't be no fool. And that tape sold a lot. Within the last day, the last 24 hours, baby.
Wait, okay, so everything that was leaked on the internet is not the whole video. It's actually a really a porn.
That was
it's
a preview.
It's actually a porno.
Actual movie itself, yeah. Well, not like a different, like, scenes movie, but a one whole, like, little thing, little sex tape.
Yeah, honey.
Who
Baby.
Would buy that?
Everybody
would
buy
be
it.
Surprised.
Jason, how they make their money off of it is that they sell it before the video actually gets leaked. They sell the video, meaning like they sell it to like a company or whomever to put it out there. And when that company, they're willing to buy it for a certain, you know, for a certain amount or whatever. So they do the little contract guidelines. They sell the video, and that's it. And then once the company puts it out there, they put it out there.
So once the company buys it, they can put it out there any kind of way they want.
Yeah, but the people, but Mimi and the dude, they still get profit off each sale. Off each sale, they get a profit off that. Every time somebody clicks on that video and they put their payment in, Miss Mimi Foss is getting money out of it.
All right.
Well, baby.
Get your money,
buddy,
honey.
Just look out for my picture of me hanging on the shower wall, bitch, because I'm about to post one up.
You know they're going to start a shower rod challenge soon, honey.
No,
they already have. They already have.
Candy Burris already got hers.
Okay.
And put the minds up, baby, because the girls can gag, honey.
When I put minds up,
but in all honesty, Joe, do y'all think that Nico and Mimi are that popular that it really is that big of a deal or what? They're not. She's not like Pamela Anderson or, you know, Kim Kardashian.
No, that's not it. That's not it, Jasmine. It's the actual, it's just the video itself. It was, I mean, for what it was kind of cute. No disrespect. Mimi was cutting up. Like, you know, she was carrying on that video. But, I mean, as far as the dude, he had a small dick, though. His dick was small.
See, and that's what me and Jasmine was talking about earlier, because some people are saying small, and other people are saying
Wait. We wasn't talking about that earlier. You the one who brought up about his dick. I could care less. I said, I don't know why everybody going up. No, let's clarify that one, honey. I said, I don't know why everybody going up for him, period, because he looks like a fucking zombie to me. He looks like the Walking Dead. He looks fierce. So I don't see why everybody's going up. And Jason was like, you know the girls don't care.
I get more life from that Ray J video. Jason, the one Ray J Kardashian. I enjoy that one.
But we haven't seen the whole video, so we don't know if they video better than Ray J's in a video either.
Well, that Ray J video was...
that was boring.
Yeah, it was very boring.
We got a couple of callers. Do y'all think Nico got, you know, did y'all like what y'all seen with Nico? Did any of y'all sit there and rewind and masturbate and come and all the rest of that stuff? 347-735, you're on the air.
More. Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, I don't have to fucking leave without Mimi and, what's that nigga name? That Mimi sex tape was off
Nico.
The chain. Nico, that nigga, that sex tape was off the chain. That shit was off the chain.
Really? I was keeping
a lot of niggas and bitches was jacking off and masturbating to that shit, though. No niggas was.
Did you?
Hell no.
Did you?
Hell no.
So who did you enjoy more? Did you enjoy Nico or Mimi?
I enjoy Mimi more than Nico. Nico, he got a little dick anyway. Okay.
Why is somebody saying that?
Oh, baby.
But, okay.
This is where
I lose it. As a gay man, how are you enjoying Mimi more than the dude?
Because
the same
Mimi
reason
was
curious. Why I
did. Am I on the line? Hello?
Call her, answer Jason's question.
Well, I can't assume that you're gay because we have all types of listeners. So I'm going to ask, as a gay man, if you are a gay man,
come on now. If you're a gay man, you're going to want to eat some pussy or fuck some pussy. Like, you just ain't going to want to stick your dick in no man's asshole all day.
Okay,
that's not
true. What kind of gay man
Ooh.
You are.
That's not true, baby.
Example, Kelly.
Yes.
They be careful. They'll start asking you what's your name, where you from. You know
okay.
how they girls are. Be careful.
Well, we can already tell that he likes big dicks to fuck up his inside.
Hold on. Wait a minute, y'all. Somebody's phone is giving me the
yeah,
movie.
Echo.
You hear me?
It's horrible.
They giving me like they in a movie theater trying to sneak us off on the show.
Right.
All right, hold on, y'all. We got another call. A private caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, caller.
Hi, this is Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, Becky. How are you?
What's going on?
I just wanted to address that last caller. What does he mean that he gets tired of fucking ass all day? Like, I don't understand.
I don't either, girl.
So then, see, that's why Fish be always trying to cuss gay people out, and they have this bad, you know, misconception of gay people because he want to put feces in somebody's pussy.
What?
I don't understand.
Oh, God, Becky.
Whatever left over on his dick, he's trying to put it in somebody's pussy.
Oh,
I don't, that's
God,
disrespect.
Becky. Oh,
but
my
wait,
God, did you have
wait,
to say
did you,
it that
did
way?
You catch...
Okay,
did you catch
matter.
The preview? Did you guys catch the preview? Somebody got static on their phone. So did you catch the preview of the upcoming Love and Hip Hop? And there was a part in there, I don't want to sound stupid, there was a part in there, though, when I don't know who two people are. They looked like they knew. But the girl was telling her boyfriend or whatever that his mouth smelled like pussy and his dick smelled like ass or some they're shit like you. That. Like,
no,
that's the girl that was dating Benzino.
That's the new girl. That's the new girl, honey. But if y'all catch somebody had put up a clip from the last season reunion when they asked Mimi about the sex tape and she said there wasn't no sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
I have a
daughter. She was still working out the deal.
I have a daughter.
Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is that I noticed that as soon as the extended trailer for Love and Hip Hop came out, the sex tape came out like 2 days later. So it was like
yeah,
a little
stunt. Yeah,
to me
it seems
stunt.
Like it's one PR. Yeah, it's
yeah,
like it's one
it
PR stunt. What do y'all think about that?
Yeah, I've been saying it all day.
That was a stunt.
Because I think a lot of people are definitely going to tune into Love and Hip Hop this season based on that sex tape alone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Miko, if that's yeah, his name is Miko, he's definitely made a name for himself on that show now. He's going to be the new Stevie J.
Yeah, because last season he was just so late to me. I don't see him.
He still is late. That's why his sex was late on that video. So he looks exactly how his sex game is. They are both late. Late.
Well,
to be
I
honest,
understand
I
why Laura.
I've never seen a Scrappy J, a little scrappy sex tape.
Why Laura would say it's little because she's 11 and a half, so goddamn, you know what I'm saying? But really?
Okay.
Well, y'all already know
like
what Kelly and Laura have already verified. Kelly and Laura already verified how they like it.
Oh, that
okay.
is true.
Yes, God.
They like it to destroy.
Yes, God.
Go ahead, Kelly. What are the numbers again, Kelly? Say it. Kelly, you got it down pat. How you like it?
10 and a half and better, 5 inches of girth.
Okay. And it must be cut.
Yeah, they like to be disrespected and punished.
Timber!
Yes, God.
Mm-hmm. I want to have an orgasm when he gets done, just like just be shaking and just.
like the lady that was in the hospital on that video.
Yes, I would be just like her.
All right, so let me ask y'all a question. These people that are out here, these celebrities or upcoming celebrities or people that are just trying to make their name any bigger, do you think in the long run it's going to help them continue, or do you think it's going to hinder them?
Help them.
Did it help Malone?
It can be a double-edged sword. It just depends on the person and what genre of things they're trying to do.
Jason, what did you just say?
Did it help Malone?
Girl, look at Kelly. Kelly don't master her, no pod.
I thought we were talking about like real stars, though. I thought we were talking about like people that's actually on.
But no,
like,
but you know, but Jasmine said up and coming people.
Right.
And doesn't he think he's up and coming? So
no,
he's
not up and coming. What's up and coming about that?
He got a song on iTunes.
Right.
But it didn't sell nothing, so what's up and coming?
He's a model.
I'm trying.
No,
I'm trying.
Stick to modeling.
Somebody got crackling on their phone. Hold on.
She was a background in somebody's video. She probably got paid like $400, so that's come on now. Anybody can be a background in the video. I mean, come on. Come on with that.
You are so mean.
Get a 1 second
what
clip in the video.
What other celebrities out there have had sex tapes and it has tarnished their career? Can anyone name a couple of people?
Didn't they?
R. Kelly, definitely.
Oh, yeah, R. Kelly.
Didn't Keisha Cole have one?
That wasn't a sex tape, child. That was child pornography.
Well, child, she let him piss on her and stuff. That's on her.
You saw
child,
that
she
video?
Knew what she was doing.
You know you saw it too, Jason. Stop.
No,
yeah,
actually, I've never Joel, I have never seen that video. I couldn't find that video anywhere. I still have never seen that video.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't watch it, honey, because it was child porn. I ain't want that on my IP address.
Well, didn't Keisha Cole have one or something? Pictures was leaked to her or something?
Do you think when Eves was released when Eves was leaked, did it hurt her career at that time?
Wait a minute,
no,
Eve had a sex.
Her.
I didn't know nothing about Eve.
Yeah, she had a porn that came out or whatever, but they tried to throw that out there when she first came out. But she talked about it, and it actually helped her career because she ended up making more money, had her own clothing line and everything. So had her own TV show. She did real good.
Ah, damn, I'm going to have to look for that. I didn't know Eve had one.
Yeah.
But we got to speak realistically. Stevie J and Eve are the one who made the original sex tape. But
right.
Now how can Stevie J say anything about Mimi? Because, you know, Mimi is now having one as well.
Well, me and Laura were making a sex tape at the Purge.
Laura said her and Amaya are making one.
Y'all
could
do a threesome.
Bitch, let me tell you one thing for certain, two things for sure, bitch. I do a lot of freaky things undercover, bitch, but if you got hair on, bitch, that ain't going.
Amaya, if we could do it and we got paid $2 million, would you do it? Come on now, with $2 or $3 million?
First of all, in my heart of hearts, I believe that you're a butch.
Let
queen,
me tell
so
you
I
something.
I could definitely do it with you for two million, but bitch, I'm not doing it with no bitch with no hair on.
Well, can I be the person? I just want to be the person videotaping.
Let me tell you something, bitch. If they offer me $2 million, bitch, for a sex tape with that girl,
okay.
I'm not gonna fuck the shit out of me, bitch, and me and her gonna make a sex tape.
Videotaping.
Okay.
No.
Shut
Please.
The fuck up.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Just let me be the videotaper or the set decorator.
I would come.
Girl, yeah,
I would come.
For $2 million?
I would have to put
okay.
a foot in my pussy if they need to.
Okay.
And Andre,
listen, and Andre just said, bitch, if they're giving him $2 million, I'm like, I can fuck him too. Okay.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. I want callers to press 1, and I want you guys to tell me really quickly. I want you guys to tell me. Somebody got a loud background for real.
Hello?
Okay, let's all wait. Mute your phones if y'all know y'all got a loud background. I want y'all to tell us, name 2 people in the ballroom scene that you guys would like to see have a sex tape. I'm going to start from the top and work my way down, and then call us, press 1, and after this we are going to go into the special announcement because the icon Rodney Prodigy is on the air. Hi, Rodney.
Hey, brother.
How are you?
I'm good. Just got in. Hello, everybody. Who's on
the
phone?
Joel.
Hey, brother.
Ronnie.
We got Joel, Prada, Michi, Justin, Laura, Amaya, Jason, Kelly, Becky, and you.
Hey, family. What's going on?
Hey, Ronnie.
Oh. All right, Joel, name 2 people that you would love to see their sex tape. You would actually go buy it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Santonio and Julius Revlon.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say that.
Right.
Yes, God.
Okay.
I'm going to say that. Dang it.
Baby, I will buy it 10 times. Anyway.
I would have to say... Disney Ebony and Mar-Aga.
Okay. Michi?
I'm going to have to say... Let me have a little fun. I want to see Kelly Mizrahi, Tiffany Chanel, and George Mizrahi.
Bitch, the way that pink's not gonna steal nothing. The way that's about to be a flop.
Oh, it's gonna sell, boo.
It's for Peter King.
It's going to sell boots.
They're not going to sell the jackets. They're going to sell the key.
It's going to sell for the key. No, it's going to sell for the key. But it's going to sell. They're going to get a lot of clicks, likes, and everything. Yeah. It's a money crop in that movie.
Justin?
I don't have nobody I see like that.
Well, just do it for the vine.
Am I still on?
Yeah, there, Becky.
Like,
we'll get to you.
Joe Balenciaga, I think this is the house he's in now. Oh, he used to be a Herrera.
And who?
Hello?
That's it.
You
want to see a solo video?
Yeah.
Just get on X2.
Do y'all hear crackling on the phone?
Yes.
It's really wearing me out.
Hold on. Tell me if y'all hear it now.
No,
it's gone.
It's gone.
Okay, I have to call back in. It's my phone because I'm calling off the internet.
Okay.
My phone be carrying too, child.
Now, apologize, Jasmine. You were sitting there reading the shadow of us like it was one of us or something.
I am so sorry. I truly, truly apologize.
Kelly, you here?
Yeah.
I'll be back. Becky, who you want to see?
Hello. Wait, what's the question?
Who you want to see in a sex tape that's in ballroom?
With each other or just...
Yeah, it could be with each other. It could be a three set, a solo set, obviously, or whatever you see.
You know who I really deeply, truly want to see?
Who?
Who?
Santino Revlon and Stasha.
Ooh. Hell nah. Why you take mine? Damn.
Yeah, you had
the
first one right.
My little brothers tonight, baby. Who's next?
I guess I'll go. I'll go next. And she took mine. The key, I'm going to say Kelly Mizrahi, J-Rock Cabaney, and Naima.
Oh, hell.
Bitch, you taste me, bitch. I'm not some of these taste bitches. No shade.
Okay, so J-Rock fucking Kelly. Why Naima fucking him?
Exactly.
Kelly, who you want to see?
I want to see Kelly Mizrahi, Julius Revlon, Antonio Revlon, Brian Balenciaga.
Why you took my Kelly? Okay.
Hey, Kelly wanted me gangbang. Yes.
Kelly gonna be eating butt and everything in that movie.
Oh no.
Okay.
So Kelly, all of those boys, ten and a half and five and girls.
Yeah. And I also want to see Harold Balenciaga and Fred Chanel.
The way my twin will read that, bitch, my twin ain't going for that, bitch.
I'm going to need two TVs on top of each other.
Who's next?
Rodney.
Brother. Who do you want to see, brother, in a sex tape?
I'm not a porno or a freak person that watches this. But I actually think I would watch. I'll be honest. I actually would watch and want to participate to see.
You said you want to
participate. The fathers of Revlon, Ira, Santino, and Julius.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be a Revlon.
That session will be nasty.
Yeah, that's you know what, Rodney, now that you bring that up.
That's the same thing, baby. Now that Rodney brought that up.
Okay, but that's the same way that movie will be set up.
I have to change my thing, okay? Because Rodney brought that up, I got to change mine. Santonio, Julius, Ira, George, and Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, the way that movie be set up, I'll watch that movie too, Rodney. No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's a whole verse movie set, baby. You know
what I mean? Baby, the way that movie gonna be set up, baby, the girls ain't gonna be ready for that.
The girls gonna be selling boots, bitch. You know what I mean?
Oh, we selling out stools on that one. We selling out.
Okay.
Well, to that,
Laura,
who
would you want to see?
I want to see Papa. Well, Papa, what's his name? Is a red. I want to see them in a porn, and I would like to want to see Didi and Rio Prodigy.
I'm about to say something, bitch. I love my sister.
Oh, yes, we are proud of you, yeah.
I want to see Rodney and Shadira.
Ooh.
And have Mercedes recording.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna fuck y'all up, baby. Okay.
Bitch, the way these movies are, some of the movies are cool, but some of the movies which I actually subscribe and watch.
Cool.
Caesar and Sonia.
Oh. Oh my god.
Yo, Miss Becky, I'm gonna punch you in your fucking mouth, Miss Becky.
Rodney and Marcus.
Season 4.
Oh no, I will watch that. No shade.
I'm going to give you my tape. I'm going to give you my tape. It would be Santonio, Julius, Ira, Brian Aga, Corey Prodigy. Yeah, I'll let that go.
You trying to have a gangbang?
What?
Yeah, my movie's going to be a nice little rough patch.
Wait, can you say those names again right quick? Say those names again.
Santonio Revlon, Julius Revlon, Ira Revlon, Brian Aga, the old way from D.C., and Corey Prodigy.
But who is the top and who is the...
Corey Prodigy would be the bottom. That would be awesome. If Corey was the bottom, I would get my motherfucking life.
And just picture him smiling like how he be just taking cheese and then all his pictures.
Oh, my God. I am done.
Yes.
Y'all not
let all the Revlon tag. But he give me, he smile if he can have dick in his ass. He just smile all day.
Okay, I need a drink refill. I'll be right back.
Y'all not going to sit here and do my nephew like that.
He's definitely here.
Okay.
That's cute.
Yeah, that movie will be cute.
Baby. Oh, my God.
What's the Jasmine doing, girl? Calling back in the show from Africa?
I still hear static, so it couldn't have been her phone.
How much dick do Ira get? Because he likes to have some dick up in there.
Well, if Kelly said his name, it must be 10 and a half and 5/3.
So Kelly's 10 and a half. I said 10. I could do 10. You said 10 and a half.
That's all y'all can do with 10.
Y'all are sad queens. That's crazy. It's not about the size. Y'all are sad queens. Girl, you don't want to get in a bag and you're filling yourself and everything, and then some dude come up to you and he's sticking his fucking, and he pull out his dick and it's six inches. No, ma'am. Well, you know, a bag really make y'all want to do like that?
Let me tell you something. I don't need to put my bag, and I don't even put my business about bags, but
a bag don't make me want to do the same thing that it makes other people want to do. Let's just say that.
Work, bitch.
Oh, my God.
That's the fishiest way I can put that comment.
I got you. I understand why it's this.
Because I know what alcohol, I know what certain alcohol would do to me, make me think I was.
Kelly's been in my house. She seen what bags do, girl, when I start carrying.
Girl.
Ooh, baby.
The way that three was set up, baby.
Oh.
the way, baby, let me tell y'all something. The way all I heard was, I said, I need to go back to sleep.
That ain't a window tambourine either, baby.
Baby, it sure was, baby.
No, it was just Belkan, Khan, and Ms. Rahi. That's all it was.
Honey, I was gagging.
So I have a question. Since it was only a preview for the Mimi and Nico thing, would any of you guys purchase the whole video?
Never.
No, man.
No, I wouldn't buy it. For me to buy one,
My Vista going to give it to you for free.
Thank you. I was getting ready to say it'll be on my Vista next week.
Yeah, that's foolish about porn. And nowadays, it's foolish about anybody's porn nowadays. On my Vista, you'll get it to you for free after a few days.
You know what, bitch? If August Asana and Trey Songz had a porn out, maybe now I would pay for that.
I'd pay to see Chris Brown, Trey Songz.
They look related.
Kelly.
Chris Brown, Trey Songz, and Miguel.
Kelly, for your icon status, would you do like a RR Andre and like Stewart cut?
No, I would not.
Somebody destroyed it.
They can take my legendary status back for that.
Bitch, that's reset of how you being a pioneer icon, Miss Thing.
Baby, I'm good.
Where'd Jasmine go?
She said she was calling me a girl, like she forgot us. She got a big announcement to make that me and her were talking about earlier, so I know she'll be calling back in soon, because the announcement is definitely very, 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 very hot.
It wasn't about Marcus Ball, was it?
No. It was definitely not about Marcus Ball, even though Marcus Ball is going to be hot. It's going to be in December in North Carolina, and it's $7,500 for the house with the most points. The girls are going to come through.
Well, y'all
already
know who's
going to
win.
Y'all coming through,
girls. So you said what's going to happen, Alora?
I said y'all already know who's going to win.
Who?
Bitch, y'all in the Carolinas. Come on now. It ain't that hard.
Oh,
baby.
Oh, Laura. The Red Lions is not about to win this, boo-boo.
Oh, my God. He ain't saying nothing all night long. It's my house is brought up, girl. Here you go. I love you, Michi.
The Ebonys and the Mizrahis, and that's it.
When Marcus dropped it, I already told him to please have my envelope ready.
So what, you changing houses?
What?
Hey? What, you changing houses?
No, I'm not changing houses.
You got to be. You got to get that envelope.
Listen, hold on. The only reason we didn't win Candy World, Candyland, is because
it was
our fault. The only reason we didn't win Candy World, it was our ball. When you think about $5,000 for the house with the most trophies or the most points, the house of Mizrahi has dominated every time it was had by $5,000. The only reason we did not play in Chicago because it was for only $3,000 when we looked over, but we was coming.
Let's not act like that, Kelly. Y'all didn't come heavy, but y'all definitely came, but y'all definitely was not on that board.
We wasn't coming to play. But baby, trust for that $75,000, baby, we're going to be on the floor, bitch, and you're going to
Kelly.
Freak alert.
Child, too much.
Hold on, Jasmine. Let me get this off my set.
I went through all that restarting computers and resetting everything to come back on here
and
to still hear a whole bunch of static.
I was static with Kelly rapping and raving.
Go ahead, Michi. I want to hear what Michi has to say. He always breaks it down for me.
Go ahead, Michi.
It's Easter Sunday. Hallelujah.
Come on, Michi.
Amaya, Michi ain't got to break it down for you. The only thing that Michi got to break down is they're going to need a whole church of prayer.
Kelly, let me tell you this, Miss Kelly. Let me get this off my chest with you, girl. And I've told you this before, and this is going to be the last time we have this conversation. What it will take your whole house to win, I can send out one or two or three contenders to win on their own. Mm. See, that's the difference. We can take it as an individual.
The difference is that when you have a ball for $7,500 for grand prize, half the most trophies, it's all about the judging. I'm going to be honest with you. It's all about who you pick and when you pick them. That's how you determine who's going to win the $7,500 and who,
okay.
That matters.
Okay.
We have a whole bunch of callers. I'm sorry we didn't get their little escapades and stuff, but let me go to them really quickly, and then we need to find out who the motherfucking Static Queen is tonight. 716-6768, you're on the air.
Just listening.
Thank you for listening. So you don't want to.
Thank you for listening.
You don't want to. You don't want to give us your thing. 347-270.
Hello.
What up?
Hello.
Yo. What I do? What I do? Oh
my Lord. What I do? What I do, dog? What's up? Good. What's good, son?
Chilling, posted, watching Boondocks.
That's good. What's up?
Boondocks.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is the state of emergency. What's your emergency, my nigga?
The emergency is y'all bitches is crazy as fuck talking about this Mimi and this Nico sex tape shit.
Okay, well, hold on, young buck. Hold on, young buck. Ain't no bitches up on this phone. You don't call nobody no bitches.
I love Michi, bitch. Michi be trained to go, baby. You hear me? Michi is trained to go.
Okay, don't
I'm calling Nico and Mimi sex tape on here.
Okay, so what's the problem? What's your issue with the sex tape? What you got to say about the sex tape? You feeling it? You was in the bathroom jacking off to it? What's up? Okay.
Maybe he was practicing the shower rod challenge. 609-401.
That's Trayvon.
That was Trayvon Martin. I can tell by that voice. That sounds just like him.
Trayvon Martin for the dick?
That was his screen name. His screen name was Trayvon.
I'm not playing this game.
No, the old Trayvon.
I'm not playing this game.
I'm about to say he's Trayvon. Turned down for coming from the dead to talk about this conversation.
Oh, you're not from Carolina. 6. Child, you know what? Listen. 609-401.
Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
What's up? I'm doing fine. We're good. Fine.
What's good?
Okay.
What is going on? I mean, I'm just listening. Enjoy the radio station. I'm just listening something. I mean, it's giving me what
okay.
I want inside.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm being nosy for real.
Okay, well, thank you, caller. And the last caller is a private caller. You're on the air.
Hi, I just have a question.
Uh-huh.
Jasmine, when will you have your next $5,000 category?
We're about to talk about that in 1 minute. So I'm going to put you right on hold.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Okay, thank
girl.
You. But, but it's not $5,000. But we will get into it in a few seconds.
About that in 11 minutes, Jasmine. Thanks. Go ahead.
Huh?
11 minutes.
What?
Yeah, we got 11 minutes into it.
We got 11 minutes till you talk about that.
Why? We got to wait till 11 minutes?
Wait till 10 o'clock my time.
I was about to say that.
Why 10 o'clock, yut?
Listen.
Jasmine, can you come on? Because the
I'm
girls
here.
Are waiting.
What happened?
Go ahead, make your announcement,
yeah,
Jasmine.
Get to the thing that you've been waiting on. Come on now.
Okay. Well, let me get to this static, honey. Hold on.
It's a Maya
okay,
song.
Oh, yeah. Be quiet. Hold on. Okay, it's still there. Hold on. I still hear it. Bear with me, everyone. Jesus, I still hear it. All right. I'm the only one on the air, and I don't hear nothing. So let me bring everybody back on individually. Rodney, you're on the air.
No static.
Can you hear? No static, Rodney. Hold on. Kelly, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm back.
No static, Kelly. Amaya, you're on the air.
Of course, no motherfucking static.
She's not a static queen, honey. Michi, you're on the air.
Hey, 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 I'm here.
There is no static work. All right, we doing good. We doing good. Joelle, you're on the air.
Okay, no static, just say.
No static, Poppy.
I heard it. Did y'all
no
hear
static,
it?
Poppy.
I heard a little crackle, too, no shade.
I heard a little crackle.
Mr. Maya, it was no static.
Okay, thank you, babe.
Like she said, girl.
Miss Meechie.
Hold on, I'm really hearing it. Hold on, wait. Joelle, it is you, sweetie.
It is?
Why you
yes,
dropping down
Joelle,
my throat,
Joelle, call back in.
Hold on.
Joelle, call back in.
Mr. Meyer, you better keep
right.
it cute.
I love you, Meechie.
All right, Joelle's gone.
Too,
hold
bro.
On.
Get up,
hold
Don't
on,
get up,
Jet Prada, you're back on. Justin, you're back on. Laura, you're back on. Jason, you're back on. And Becky, you're back on the air.
I was scared.
No static.
I hear a little crackling. I still hear a little
crackling. The
crackling
is back. Somebody is crunching trash bags in the phone.
I think it's you, Becky. Becky, call back in, too. I think it was you. Call back in, Becky. Joelle, you're back.
Okay.
Come on, Joelle. No static.
yeah, Joelle, you don't have no static this time. All
Hello.
Right. And Laura, you're there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm waiting for Becky to call back in. All right, Joe, I'm so sorry for the technical difficulties. I told you I was going to be one of those nights on my end. I'm so sorry. I don't know where this is all coming from. But, yes, I do have a special announcement to make. As we wait for Becky to call back in, I need everybody to stand to the side for a little bit as I make this announcement. I do want you guys to either mute your phones or I will mute everyone. The only people that I really want on the air right now to be a part of this is Rodney Kelly, Amaya, and Michi. I was hoping that J-Rock would be able to come on the air tonight because I needed him. Becky, you're on the air.
Is it still me?
Yeah, you're still there, and I don't hear static this time.
Okay.
You're good. So do me a favor, y'all, and mute your phone so I can go ahead and say what I need to say on behalf of Tenzer Chops, and then we can continue with the escapades about sex and all the rest of that stuff. As you see, we really didn't have a topic tonight. I did want to talk about sex tapes, but it really didn't want to focus too much on one thing. So everybody mute your phones, please. All right. I'm going to make an announcement tonight in reference to an event that Tenzer Chops will be hosting next year. I just want to make sure that everybody's here. Kelly, Rodney, Michi, and Amaya. And again, I wish J-Rock was here. But Prada, you are on the air. Huh? Somebody said present. Prada, you're on the air, right?
All right.
Okay, I want you to take this back to the Gulf Coast for you as well. Somebody has background noise, so mute your phone. Michi, if that's you, mute your phone until, we come to you. Thank you. All right. So, basically, as you guys are aware, Tenzer Chops has been here now. Kelly, what is it, 6 years?
6 years. So, 6 years with 347-215-6820, and then a year with Tom's number.
Okay. Next year will be 7 years. Next year will be our anniversary show next February. What we want to do next year is host a major event. Again, the noise. Okay. Next year we are going to be throwing a major event on behalf of Tenzer Chops, the radio show. Because our show is listened to basically in all the different countries, but especially here in the United States within all regions,
This show has really grown over the past few years, and in all honesty, this show will not be where it's at today without each and everyone that is on this line on the air tonight, as well as everyone that plays a part within our group, like Laura and all the people that are a part of our show. I want to personally say thank you to you guys that have made Tensor Chops grow to where it is today. All the co-hosts that we have, all the personalities that we have, Jason, Kelly, Rodney, the traveling that Rodney and Kelly does, Michi, everyone that represents this show, I personally want, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you for taking Tensor Chops to where it has been across this nation, within all regions. And based on that, next year in February, on behalf of Tensor Chops, I want to throw a regional ball. Basically, what it's going to be is a regional competition that will be taking place throughout the whole year leading up to February, where we will have a regional ball, meaning that the regions will battle each other that night for a grand prize of $10,000. I am looking for your region to send forth their best. Their best meaning that, number one, you have to have a up the year for your region. You have to have been not nominated, but you had to have won of the year for your region. Not for the current year, any of the year for your region to represent your region. It will take place in February of next year, and the region with the most trophies will walk away with $10,000. Now, the catch to it is, not the catch, but to make it even more hotter, with the invasion ball that we are throwing, we will be taking the invasion ball to each of the regions and having a mini ball or mini ball deluxe. And at those mini balls or mini ball deluxes, there will be specific categories that represent the categories that will be taking place in February. The winners of each of those categories that night will get a special pass to take to the main event. That special pass will mean that when you do go to the major ball, you will not have to get your tens. You will automatically make it to the battle zone. And the twist is you will also be able to choose the first battle. I'll give you an example. If you walk Butch Queen Vogue Femme, and let's say you're in the Midwest, and you win the Midwest ball that we throw, you will now be able to go into February's ball and not have to get your tens that evening. You will automatically make it to the battle zone. At that point, after everyone else gets their tens, you will get to choose what region you want to see battle first. You can say, I want to see the West Coast battle the North and the first battle. You can say, let me just go ahead and get the South out the way. It's your choice. That's what the invasion will be all about, you getting your golden ticket to take to the major ball. The invasion balls will be represented by each of the people that are a part of our show. On behalf of the West Coast, you have Michi. We will be working directly with Michi to give a ball in the West Coast. We will be working directly with Amaya Revlon to give a ball in the Midwest. We will be working with J-Rock, Prada, you know, those type of girls in the Gulf Coast, so forth and so on. So for people that need that information, to stay up to date to that information, please go to the representatives that represent your region that are a part of our show. Of course, more information will be circulating as time goes by, but that's what it all boils down to. I want to honor and give back to the same people that continue to make our show the hottest show out there and keep our numbers alive. So that night, I want to see the best in the regions. I want all the regions to come and win that $10,000. What will be the hottest region that night for $10,000? Of course, again, we have more, you know, as time goes by, things will change. We'll have updated information, categories, locations, things of that sort. But we only have, you know, again, you know, we're in April, so we have 10 months, you know, to get this together. We're going to hit every region out there to make sure that you're, you know, that you have that opportunity. As well as with the invasion itself, it doesn't mean, just for example, just because we're giving a mini ball in the Midwest, that means that the Midwest is going to have all those points for those, not points, but those, you know, advantages for those categories. That's not true. Any other person can still walk that category and come to the Midwest and invade their territory to snatch that ticket to take to the major event. So don't think that just because we're giving that ball in that region, that other regions cannot come and snatch that prize to take to the major event. That's why it's an invasion. As well as for people, because this has been already the top question, what if someone is of the year in multiple regions for the same category, i.e. Baby Hurricane? We'll just use him as an example. Whatever region he resides in is the region that he needs to represent. So that's how it will be broken down. So again, that's how we will do that. So as long as that person resides in that region and is of the year in that region, it doesn't mean that he's won in all these other regions as well, so he gets to pick and choose what region he wants to represent. We're not going to do it that way. It has to be whatever region he is known in, or he, you know, he makes his noise in, whatever one he resides in. So we're just throwing that one out there as well in the beginning. On that note, I think that's pretty much it. That's where it goes. Kelly, did you have anything you wanted to say in reference to it?
Hello.
Kelly?
Nah. What is... Ooh, why I got that echo? I'm good.
Rodney?
We will give you, I know we will, we talked about how we're going to break the regions down in the specifics. So once we finalize that discussion, Jasmine, we'll put it out there for the people so they'll know which areas and which cities, which states, and different stuff like that. As long as we don't put another one to represent.
Okay. Amaya?
No, I know, I don't have anything to say about it. I just want everybody to come and compete. This is not about house versus house, or, you know, it's friendly competition. It is something to build the region up and to let regions work together better. So let's focus on that versus, you know, any animosity or house versus house stuff.
And Michi?
I really have nothing to say. I mean, I just pretty much ditto everything Amaya and Ronnie have said, and just, you know, everyone beware of the West Coast. We're coming to invade.
Prada?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. Laura?
Hey, I got no question. That's what's up. I'll be waiting. Jasmine,
real quick, because I know this is going to be a question, so even if you haven't got that far down the road yet, at least it can be brought, put out there. The first thing is, okay, the region that wins the ball will get $10,000. Now, the question is going to be is who's going to be in charge of collecting the money to be distributed to the region?
We will definitely get to, you know, that.
Yeah, because I
know
that's going to be, like, a major question, because it's different, like, with a house, because, you know, your house mother or father will collect it or whatever. But when you're dealing with regions, everybody's different, that would be a major question, I'm sure.
Yeah, we will definitely, Rodney and Kelly and myself, we will get, you know, figure out, you know, how we're going to break that down. Necessarily do not want to use captains and stuff like that, but there definitely should be a representative of, you know, the region. And, you know, I guess what we can start looking at is just like with you, Amaya, how you stated that, you know, there's those parent meetings and things of that sort.
Yeah, we have a committee.
Yeah, we may need to look at the committees of the regions and, you know, who throws them and who are the representatives for, you know, those regions and stuff like that. So we will figure that out. We still have, you know, close, you know, about a year to get to that point.
Yeah.
But we definitely will get to that, you know. So, again, I know the ball is still a long way ahead. We have so many balls to come up with. I mean, you know, so many balls that we will be facing so far, you know, this year.
Wait,
a lot of balls to look forward to. But, you know, we just wanted to plant the seed out there and let everyone know what was happening. So let me make this announcement as well. So for all those people that think that Tender Chops is co-signing and co-hosting and in association with Tender Chops, all that is false information. Okay, and I'm the first one to say that. That is false advertisement and false information. Tender Chops is not throwing anything with anybody at this point. Now, there are some events that are coming up with, like, Kelly and those promoters, so forth and so on. You know, those are still okay. Those are still goes. That has nothing to do with Tender Chops. That's Kelly. But those other ones that are being promoted as an association with Tender Chops or on behalf of Tender Chops or anything that you guys may have heard about that, that is, unfortunately, that is not true. That has not passed Rodney's desk, Kelly's desk, nor my desk. So, you know, that's false information. I am sorry if you guys got mixed up or got it all twisted or something like that. That has nothing to do with what we're doing. So I do apologize for that. I know I've been getting calls all week in reference to, you know, and those were not even mini balls, but those were major events, and that is false, you know, false information. So I do apologize for that. And it will end now. But that's pretty much it. Did anybody have anything else they wanted to add to this before we continue? I guess not. Let me get to... Okay. All right, back to the show. Yeah, Key.
Well, somebody just posted in the room. They already have the sex tape on my Vista. So you don't got to pay for it.
Laura? Laura?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
You need to, for somebody that said you got information.
Somebody said what?
Somebody inboxed and said that Laura has information, so she needs to research it.
What information you got, Laura?
They said I have an inbox?
That's what they said to me.
Oh, let me see. Hold on. Okay.
I guess she was paying it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't even on Facebook. Hold on. Let me see.
But the sex tape is on my Vista already? The
yes,
whole sex tape?
Somebody just posted it.
Oh my God. Oh.
What?
Bitch.
What is that?
Let me get in, honey.
Jasmine. I have a question for you, darling. So, Marco is throwing the ball with you for the rags to riches.
You're being messy.
We just clarified
she just covered that,
didn't we?
She just covered that, and she's not throwing the ball with anyone.
But Marco
no,
has a flyer.
Laura's trying to be messy because the flyer that she had at Vegas, it did say in association with
Yeah, we just clarified that information, didn't we?
What?
Ms. Law trying to be messy, honey.
Yes, she is, Meaty. No shade.
I clocked her set. I just clocked her set.
You said what?
We said you
clocked
her
set,
baby. You
clocked my set.
She said that, yeah, she said that you're trying to throw the pot, so she clocked your set trying to throw the pot.
Ms. Lord, what the hell I'm
saying. Y'all are so messy. I already see this. Y'all are
that's
just too much.
They're trying to act like, trying to play favorite on our time. I'm going to start calling
yes,
Lord Phaedra.
Yes,
so
Laura.
Yeah, well,
no, Phaedra. You know how you make it hot? You know you know how you make it hot? No, ask Kelly. Kelly?
Are you still going to allow Marco to still promote this ball under
what
your
ball?
Neck?
It doesn't say Jazz. That doesn't say Jazz. Jasmine Couture.
But it says on behalf
of Tens of Chops, we will be having no major balls with anyone. If anyone wants to be in association with Tens of Chops and Aftermath, we are definitely in association with girls in Aftermath. But any major functions, we are not associated with anybody in any major functions. Thank you for calling my message service and have a wonderful day.
Rodney, you want to clarify that? So we can hear from a male's perspective.
I thought that.
I'll stay go to Chicago and get that coin.
Where did Rodney go?
The thing that just came past me is that Marco is throwing the ball with Rodney.
Oh?
I'm sorry. I'm back.
Brother.
I'm back. Thank you.
Yeah, brother. I'm back.
Okay.
No, the Tens of Chop brand, we have events not in association with. We are our own entity. We do not have events in association with. Maybe
yes, executive room is.
Say it again. And I'm not having a ball with Marco. Laura. No, I'm not.
Well, you need to talk to Marco then, because, baby, what are our
housemates?
Ms. Laura. I asked our housemates about it. They just said it.
Ms. Laura, did you not hear the icon, the overall father of the House of Prodigy, the executive realness, explain to you all that we are our own brand, a separate entity?
Listen, let me clarify it, honey, because maybe I just need to hear it again from me. Kelly just verified that Tens of Chops is not having...
Jasmine, first of all, hold on. No tea, and I don't want nobody to take this as no tea. No tea, no shade mistake, okay? Myself, Jasmine, and Rodney name stands alone. We don't have to be in association with people, and there's no shade to Marco, in association with people that have functions of that magnitude. We can have our own function mistake without Marco and be in association with. We will always be headliners, bitch, okay? Not opening acts. So it will be Tens of Chops.
Come on, icon.
Marco Herrera.
Come on, up and coming icon.
There's just a lot of misconfusion, and you know, let me clarify this because I already see where this is going to go tomorrow, and I already see the inboxes are going to fill up tomorrow. There's a lot of miscommunication out there when it comes to these events and people trying to carry the names, and like Kelly said, you know, our names are already strong enough to go out there and do our own thing. So we wouldn't really be in association with anyone, especially the Tens of Chops brand. So this will be the year that Tens of Chops is actually going out there doing something as a whole with the brand of Tens of Chops. So we are not going to associate ourselves with another major ball. And as you guys know, I was the one who pretty much started, you know, like the whole $5,000 trend and things of that sort. If I was doing something, I don't even put my name on it. When I did $5,000 at all those other people's balls, those balls were never announced. House of Balenciaga in association with Jasmine Couture or this in association with Jasmine Couture. It just doesn't work that way. You know what I'm saying? So the bottom line is when we do something, we put our name on it and we do it. That's how it's going to go. I don't know where the miscommunication came from. We were going to throw an aftermath in Chicago, after, you know, that July 4th weekend, but we're not sure if that's what we are going to do at this time because we decided on what we're doing with the regional ball. So that may change. We are going to be working closely with the Midwest as far as Amaya goes because she, on behalf of Tenza Chops, she represents the Midwest. So that's when we will decide on what we do when Tenza Chops comes to the Midwest. But as far as Rodney, Jasmine, or Kelly doing something with someone else in the Midwest, that's not happening. So,
Amaya,
unfortunately,
are you doing the ball with Marco?
I'm sorry?
Are you throwing the ball with Marco?
I'm sorry. I do not throw balls for people unless it's someone that, unless it's
no,
someone that I'm really with. So, no, I'm definitely not throwing a ball with Marco. I'm definitely, I have a couple balls lined up, but it definitely is not with Marco.
Laura, so basically, she gonna make money off the Tenza Chops name. Bitch, I would get it right together. Bitch, I would call the police.
I'm sure after tonight's episode, it's not gonna happen. There should be some changes that are taking place. But I don't know. 609-401. You're on the air.
What do I suppose? I'm not saying if I'm just listening. This Janaya 007 lit me. Facebook me. But I'm just listening to the whole everything that's going on. It's a lot going on.
Thank you, Janaya. It is a lot. Thank you, Janaya, though. Janaya,
you're
did
welcome.
You watch the sex tape?
No, it really didn't get to my Facebook yet. I didn't get to see the sex tape. Where's the sex tape app? I'm going to go look at it now.
Can somebody post the sex tape in the room? Post the sex tape in the room. We're going to let it surface a little bit. Post y'all sex tapes in the room. We want to see everybody's sex tape. Put it in. All right, thank you, Janaya. Bishop, you're on the air.
Oh, I apologize. That person is no longer in that group.
Okay,
and I
Bishop,
made it wrong
okay, it's not on the air, sweetie. Not on the air. We'll take care of that later.
Anyway, what's going
on? Did you watch the sex tape?
Well, I've been watching the sex tape. The sex tape on Kick-Ass Torrent already. It's on a website called Kick-Ass Torrent. If you got,
so who did you enjoy?
Views,
did you enjoy Mimi or Nico?
I enjoy Mimi, of course, but all that plastic surgery shit. My friend went to Walmart today and Home Depot today and asked for Mimi rod.
Oh, shit.
That was kind of funny.
A what?
A Mimi rod.
Mimi rod.
She got a bath rod already?
You know they're going to be selling Mimi rods, honey. But you know what? The shade is... thank you, Bishop. I'm going to put you back on hold, sweetie. The shade is, though, I didn't see the sex tape. But I did hear... I've seen people doing the challenge and stuff like that. Was she really on holding on to... What happened with the shower
box?
Can I break that down?
She was doing power lifts while thrusting her coochie in that man's face. And then
shower rod really was holding her up?
Yes, the hell it was.
That shower rod was fair, baby. You hear me?
So the shower rod was holding her up. Ooh. So what kind of shower? I guess.
Some of us of the larger size would not play that kind of role. You know what I'm saying?
Baby, that whole bathroom will come down.
Okay. Ow, bitch. The way that shower will be set up, bitch, you know
what I mean? Why nobody posting it? Everybody wanted to post it before. What's going on? Post it in the damn room.
Girl.
Hold on, let me put it in there.
All right, honey. Miss Becky, what is your tea? What are you thinking about, girl?
Girl, I don't even know.
Lost for words.
Because Amaya had already threw me off because she already had asked you my question about who's the money going to. So after that, my mind just was like, girl.
Okay.
Because
you're
I'm
like
pretty sure when whatever region wins, you know, the girl's going to be like, okay, pay, we ready. Pay me.
I need I need my chain. Send me some.
Right.
Send me some. And girl, the girls ain't going to send the girl.
It's going to be so many balls. Oh, it's either going to be so many balls after that ball, or it's going to be so many ass up, or it's going to be, you know, you're not going to see a lot of people for a while, because after they get that money, they're going to stay away from a lot of balls.
Really? So you, what do you think? What do y'all think about the regions? Yeah, since y'all want to talk about that, what do y'all think is the hottest region out there right now?
I don't think it's a hot region. I think it's hot people.
Yeah, I agree.
That represent those regions, though. So when you look at the hot people, where are the hot people coming out of? What regions?
A mix, to be honest.
It is a mix because, you know, you have the old school girls and you have the new school girls and, you know.
It depends on what I'm flocking to right now. It's kind of it's still raining is the DMV for me. Like, you know, the DMVs they've been having a successful year outside of, you know, certain things.
Well, we know Laura goes to a lot of balls and she stays on top of everything. Laura, what do you think of this? What do you think will happen with a ball like this?
I think the Boston girls go in, Pittsburgh, or like upstate New York, like Buffalo or something.
Buffalo.
Well, you know, those are all three different regions technically right now. Those are three different regions.
Buffalo
will
be in a region with other people. They all would be in regions.
Yeah, like Pittsburgh is in the Midwest Council right now, so that's the best barroom scene. Boston will be a East Coast thing.
Did you say that Pittsburgh is in the Midwest?
Yep.
It's in the Midwest Council. It is.
Even I knew that. Pittsburgh is not in the Midwest.
If they're closer to Cleveland or Ohio than they are to somewhere like Philadelphia. So because they were in like a little lame duck thing, that they were inducted into the Midwest ballroom scene.
Yep.
Damn.
Why would y'all do that? That's a late ass region. Why would y'all should let them
And they bringing those big girls out too as bodyguards. So you know, they don't have on their black ready.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the same oxymoron as when my brother Dede Khan was overall East Coast father, and he lived in North Carolina.
Well, I know the West Coast is not going to win at all.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness.
Ooh.
I don't think that.
You said the who won't win at all?
I don't think that at all.
Let me break something down for you, okay? Let me just break this down for you. Go back to the second collections ball, okay? The House of Allure did not come full force with a whole bunch of members like the House of Balenciaga did, like the House of Mizrahi did, like the House of Ebony did. But those Allures, even though with their small amount of people that they had, they were at the top of the list when it came time for the win. So you really can't say, because you have so many regions, you really can't say like a smaller region or maybe a region that doesn't have that many people can't really qualify up there, because you never know. Those trophies can be scattered around so much, and it may just take the West Coast to get three or four trophies and still walk away with the grand prize. Because
yeah.
The other regions got two, this other region got one, this other region got three. You know what I'm saying? So it does happen like that. Believe me, I've done this so many times. And we watch the breakdown at the end of the evening and say, how the hell did they even get up there? Because it just happened.
Everybody can be dead, baby.
Let me make this example to you, since, you know, people love to throw my house under the bus. The last time here in Chicago, when I personally, my house won house with the most points, it was five of us that won. And when every other big house had a lot of people at the tables and they had a lot of people walking categories they normally wouldn't walk, I still walked out the door with more points than every house combined in the building that night.
Congratulations.
So it definitely happened for your region.
It definitely can happen for your region. You only need to take like two or three trophies to make it happen.
Was Amaya on the panel that night?
Amaya wasn't. Amaya actually walked in one that night.
Oh.
That explains it.
Well, oh, Jackson, I know you're gonna have a deep thought of who you're gonna have on your panel.
Wait,
huh?
Amaya, did you say you was on the panel?
We definitely will get to that soon.
What'd you say, Laura?
Did you say you was on the panel and you walked?
I know, no, no. I said Amaya did not pay the penalty that night. I said Amaya walked in one that night is what I said. I said she walked in one.
Okay. I thought you said you was on
she
the panel.
She didn't do like Amaya Prodigy in Atlanta. No, she
didn't. Shut up, me.
No, say my Brits served ACL. Walked, lost the battle, sat on the panel, and chopped the whole line.
No, I actually walked in one that night. It was me, Julius, and Jamel, and my daughter Kyrie. We won the money by ourselves.
Yeah.
We got a couple of callers. 347-278. You're on the air.
What up, y'all? This is Tosh. I know recently there's been a couple of, you know, there's been some talks on here about if your girlfriend was in a, or not even your girlfriend, if your house member, if it was came down the last battle and it was your house member over somebody else, who would you give it to? And a lot of people, or some people were saying, oh, no doubt, I would give it to my house member and stuff like that. How do we know that, you know, overall, each region won't just be putting forth their best girlfriend just so that they could potentially get a part of some of this money? And I just wanted to know if you could touch on a little bit of how the judges are going to be picked.
Jasmine, can I touch on that just for a second? It won't be long-winded, I promise. When it comes to the house with the most points, house with the most points, region with the most points, whatever the case may be, let's be realistic, it's for money. So you're not going to necessarily some people are fair, but let's be realistic, it's ballroom, 99% of the girls are not. So let's be fair, at the end of the day, no one's going to give it to Umfufu over their girlfriend when it comes to $7,500 or $1,000. I'm one of those people who I spoke on that conversation that you're talking about. I'm a double-edged sword when it comes to that. If it's for a trophy and you slay my house member, I will give it to you, and I'll just tell my house member bring it back right the next time. If I'm the last vote, and it's like say 844, and it's for $1,500, $7,500, or $500, I'm not going to by right give you my house's money and set my house child down because I'm trying to play this game. No, I'm going to give my house that money, and I'm going to tell her what she did a fool later. So that's with any judging. You're never going to clear the semi shade or slight shade from a judging, but sometimes it's unquestionable who the winner is, and sometimes you have to give it to them. So it's all about the judge itself. And no matter how well Jasmine pick a judge, she can't determine what they're going to do when they sit down.
Right.
That's right.
It's not all going to fall on me as well, because it's not just Jasmine throwing it. This is, you know, all of us. So we will all sit down. You know, we're just planting the seed, but we still got to get together, sit down. We just want to put the bug, you know, in everybody's ear that this is what we're trying to do for next year, God willing. But, you know, we will sit down and work out the kinks, and as we work them out, we definitely will be keeping you guys updated. But this is what I appreciate for all you people to give the feedback to everyone. Like, again, I made the announcement. Michi represents the West Coast. Amaya represents the Midwest. J-Rock represents the Gulf Coast. Rodney, Kelly, myself, all of us that you know that are a part of this, reach out to them and let them know your concerns. So when we talk about this and we map this out, we know that this is what you guys want to see. This is what you guys have concerns about. Call into the shows. Let us know. Post them in the group. Let us know so we can work them all out. Everything is not going to always be perfect, but we can listen, we can work it all out. And if anybody knows my track record, everybody knows that I do this for the audience. So I listen to the audience. So there you go.
So if it's possible, will it ever be possible that non-house members are judges? Because you have people who are just as equipped as judging talent is some of, you know, the house members out there. So
no, you're right, but you got
to
remember with this ball,
legend or icon to judge?
No, you really don't. But you got to remember with this ball that we're talking about particular, it's not house affiliated.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about house. It's about region.
But let's
so we got to remember that as well.
Let's be honest.
But even when you get into the region, the people from those regions belong to different houses.
That's not
But we're gunning for the region. We're not gunning for the house at this point. And let's say, for instance, let's be honest, let's say we were taking it to the house with the most points, and it was house versus house. I have 007 girlfriends, so does Michi, so does Jasmine,
exactly.
So does Kelly.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So you got people that live for us or that we're girlfriends with or we get forward with, whatever the case may be, that will still pull for us no matter if what's going on in the panel. So it's kind of, you're asking for a perfect system in an imperfect world, kind of.
Okay.
Jasmine made a statement, baby, to hit us up if y'all got any questions.
Right.
And I'm gonna be 100% honest, baby. Don't hit me up. I don't answer questions. I'm being honest with y'all. Don't hit me up. I don't know no questions. I don't even know how to decorate, get trophies, bitch, and make sure the ball boots are cool. So don't hit me up with questions. Because all I'm going to do is tell you to go to Jasmine or Rodney or about you.
Hold on.
She's a mess.
Is the caller still here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a couple of examples really fast. We all have 007s that are friends of our houses. So we put those people up there. It's a reputable industry that can't judge. They still have favorites in other houses as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So. And you're not going to use the fact of, I'm going to just use James, for example, James Caan. If James Caan is on the panel and he is a representative of the DMV, and it's the DMV final battle performance, James, just say it's Little James versus the
Baby Hurricane.
Versus Little James versus Baby Hurricane. And so James has to break the tie. They're both his house members, but he's representing the DMV versus the OKI. So that's where you're going to have, not the issues, but that's where you're going to have the in it, where who he thought performed the best, or is he going to stick with his region, or is he going to vote? So you're going to have all of that mixture into it. So you can't have a perfect ball because and he can go either way, but go for region, go for a house member, go for who. So it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff that's going to go with the ball that we can't first see. But it just happens like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
But that's definitely a perfect example. Definitely a perfect example.
Twists and turns are going to happen at balls. Like, definitely when it comes to now, like Rodney said, it's regions. Well, you know, it's two house members on the floor and you have to choose. So, like I said, you're asking for a perfect system in an imperfect world, kind of.
I know for 10,000, security better be tight because there's going to be some upset people up in there.
Always. Security going to be tight, and then me, Kelly, and Rodney can hold a crowd.
You need to go, and you talk about security need to be tight. No, hold on. You said security need to be tight. You need to go watch the female figure $5,000. Security was tight. It moved the whole crowd.
Was. She cleared a whole aisle.
Thank you, caller. I don't know if you pressed one before. Again, I'm sorry. I keep coming to you, but I don't know if you're pressing one or you're just listening. 347-270. Did you press one again or you're listening?
I was pressing one to talk.
Okay, what's up?
Oh, but the whole situation is when y'all doing this national international ball stuff and shit like that. I feel like we should. I don't know. Put me back on mute, Joe.
we definitely appreciate your comments and your concerns. You definitely can.
I really can't believe him though.
Becky is upset over there, baby.
I am upset because he said, and I got my phone to this end listening about this stuff. I'm like, okay, baby, I hope you got something to say. He's talking about we should.
Nah, he just could have got his thoughts together, Becky.
I think he know what he wanted to say, but he just nervous.
He's giving you bishop tease. So,
I think he said we was going to chew him up, so he just said, girl, pay it. I'm not even about to get into it with these hoes tonight.
You're carrying.
All right, anybody else out there have anything to say in reference to tonight's topic or in reference to the balls or anything like that, please press 1 now or, you know, whatever. What else do y'all want to talk about?
Now, let me make this disclaimer real quick about the ball, and this is going to be it for me, I promise, about the ball. Do not hit us up tomorrow asking us what categories it is, what time the ball going to be, what city it's going to be in, who commentating. Don't ask us these questions tomorrow or next week or probably even next month. It's a work in progress, people. I wanted to break this down for the dummies, Mr. Good. We're going to get them. Oh, my God, is the ball next week, girl? I got to walk, girl. All of that, do not hit me up because I get full, and I will read you in my inbox. I don't feel nothing about it. So please don't do that.
This is just a little teaser. We're just giving you a little teaser. It's a little teaser. It's like a little teaser flyer that's going out right now. There's a lot to come, so just be in store. But save the date. Our anniversary show, again, is what, Kelly? February 21st?
The anniversary.
Whoa.
Huh?
That's not
an
icon phone. I'm sorry.
No. Legendary. First of all,
what happened was she called
that one icon
and didn't fit on that phone.
First of all, I'm over here. I'm taking care of something, bitch, and I put on speakerphone. The date of the ball would be Saturday, February 21st. That Monday, that following Monday on February 23rd is the anniversary show.
So there you go. So save the date. February 21st, we will be having a regional battle for $10,000. That's all you guys need to know.
Stay tuned
for an invasion.
Joel, stay on my inbox and ask me what time the ball starts.
I just brought this up. I want to thank you guys. This is a lot. Do you know, you guys, that we have over a half a million listeners on Blog Talk listening to our show, that have listened to our show for the past year? Over a half a million listeners, 540,000 listeners. That's crazy.
Jasmine, I just have one request. Please do not put Jay Blahnik to motherfucking commentate on that mic. Please do not.
I'm not in charge of commentating. That's Kelly. Kelly, who's commentating?
Kelly.
Awesome.
Give me a Jaguar, Delvin.
Actually, what we're gonna do, baby? We're not gonna give y'all Jack or Kool-Aid Mustang. We're gonna give y'all the new girls. We're gonna give the new girls.
Jasmine Khan.
We're gonna give y'all J. Rob.
Oh, fuck no!
So have you given us J? So have you given us J. Rock? Are we getting Trebray too?
Hold on, I said I was giving y'all the new girls, not the late girls.
Cassandra could do a little nasty butt naked nasty or not.
Can I have a Cassandra set, a Memphis
yes.
set, stuff like that,
butt naked
Kelly?
Nasty
yeah.
or not.
Yes,
like
Cassandra, a Memphis, Mr. You know, Kevin
Cute.
Z.
Just
yes.
as long
yes.
as it's not Jay Blahnik.
And let me put this out there, too. Send your recipes over to Father Cocktail, because Father Cocktail is going to be in charge of that nasty bar. So send whatever recipes you want representing your region so he can get them all together. Right, Father Cocktail?
I need Amarillo Sour.
We have a new cocktail in store.
Amarillo Sour.
And it definitely won't be that Ebony Punch.
Let me tell you this, Miss Kelly. Okay,
so please do not send that recipe over, Miss Girl. We is not trying to send nobody to the hospital that weekend.
I want to ask people to let us know, where would you like this ball to be at? What region would you like this ball to actually
Hello?
Take place at as well?
Neither. It should be somewhere where
Arizona.
Balls never have to take
New
place.
York.
Hold on, Jasmine.
Yes.
Okay. Oh no. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I thought you got disconnected. Yeah. It just went quiet, honey. I thought I was gone, bitch. You hear me?
She was scared, bitch.
Okay. I'm like, girl, what happened?
Am I alone?
Yeah. Like a bitch sent me private, girl, and I didn't just sit there by myself.
Okay.
But that's a good question, where the ball should be. I guess, you know, you can leave it up. You can to make to get ballroom involved. You can let ballroom vote on where it should be.
We can put it in Hawaii.
Ooh, I was just going to say Hawaii.
Y'all trying it out, Miss.
Girl, you know, girls can barely get to D.C. on a bus, Miss. They ain't going to barely get to go Hawaii. Girl, you know crap ain't good.
Ain't no
girls
to go to Hawaii, baby.
They better get on that flight. 15 megabuses in a rowboat to get over there. If they're going to catch a rowboat over to Hawaii, they need to start rowing now. I just looked on Omega.
Started Labor Day weekend. They will be having buses going to Hawaii for $110 each
Thank
way.
Thank you.
You can't drive to Hawaii.
Y'all are for entertainment.
Girl, you are trying that.
And how many days is that, Kelly? How many days does that take?
It's 6 days.
They got to leave out for the ball right now, Mr.
Okay.
Bitch. Yeah, you check out in this year, bitch.
They better get their effect tomorrow.
It's six days, baby, and then you gotta get on a boat to the island. All right, I got a question, not a question, but I got a statement.
People want to know why, you know, they love the concept and they just want to know where did it come from, whatever. It's not where it came from. It's just the point that I feel that, you know, there's a lot of the stuff over the past couple of years we've been hearing. Somebody please fix your background if you're doing stuff. We always hear about, you know, the houses and all the problems, you know, when it comes to houses and all the shade and all the stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I truly believe in unity. That's one of the reasons why I've always wanted to see the houses get together and work towards something. That's why I did house, you know, the house with the most points. I've done that. We worked together with the House of Mizrahi. We've done things to bring unity within the houses. My grand prizes like Grand March and things of that sort. But now I'm taking it to another level. I want to see regions work together. There's so many regions that are out there. Every year there's like a million awards balls that are taking place, you know, representing the talent within that region. You know what I'm saying? So now I want to see all the talented regions, all those people that are winning these of the years, compete. Now you are of the year for your category in the West Coast, in the Midwest, in the North, in the South, in the OKI. You are the top-notch person for that category for your region. Now I want to take it to one place, one night, that one place, and bring all those of the years on the floor at the same time and battle each other for the ultimate grand prize. So that's what I'm looking for. That's what we want to see. There's so many regions right now. If you can see the switchboard, you can see so many different area codes of many people that are listening to the show. When the show is getting downloaded the next day, it is getting downloaded not just within the United States, but throughout the country, I mean throughout the world itself. But you get to see that it's being downloaded all over the coast to coast, the West Coast, East Coast, all over the place. So why not give everybody an opportunity for one night to work together to represent their region and walk away with the grand prize? That is my vision. That is our vision. That's what we're working for, to give back to you guys, the listeners. So that's where it's all coming from.
I honestly think that is a good idea, Jasmine, because like how you said it, it's always, you know, different houses battling each other like that, and it also gives the leaders in that region an opportunity who necessarily probably don't like each other to work together and see if it's good.
That's so
it's
true.
like it's like a test for them too at the same time.
You took the thoughts right out of my head because it's
you,
some
you girl she's
yeah,
so right.
Yeah, it's regions in my own personal house that I don't like. It's regions in my personal house that I don't see. So I definitely want to see them on the floor as well. So I definitely, that's a good idea.
And then the best idea, you it's no house affiliation. This is all about your region.
Right.
Yep. And there's enough regions out there so that somebody,
so,
you're going to see competition.
Let's see if your sister's really your sister.
And then you know what's eating it about that mistake? Bitch, because you have a bitch that's in this house in that region, a bitch that's in this house in that region. They don't like each other, bitch, but y'all
don't
like each other's sight.
Yep.
Let's see if that leadership
feel is
really leadership. You're
getting people uniting. Yep, you're getting people uniting again, uniting.
It's for a good cause.
Definitely a good cause. Definitely a good cause.
$10,000 is always a good cause.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry, and I personally do not think, and based on me, and I've been in doing this for so many years, I've been in this game for a long time. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, I've been around longer than all y'all on this phone, not saying my age, but I'm only 25, but I've been around longer than anybody on this phone.
You started doing balls at one?
There you go. We got a lot of. There's a lot of people out there now in Pampers, honey, that's running around doing it now. They can't wipe their ass.
They
don't know how to wipe their ass.
They 30 years old. They Pampers don't count.
But anyway, you made me lose what I was gonna fucking say. But the bottom line is, you get to see people. I personally do not think it's gonna be a lot of bickering or anything like that because I don't think the regions are gonna go at each other like that. Regions are not really divided in that area, so I don't really see that happening. I don't really see that happening. Not as strong as a house. You know, a house likes to protect their name, but
yeah.
Regions don't try to protect their regions like that. So I think it'll be a lot of unity that night. We have a caller, 347-891. You're on the air.
Did y'all say that Michi was singing the national anthem at the ball?
Yeah.
Alexis.
Hey, Bristol.
Get some motherfucker come through here, motherfucker, trying to motherfucking try it on my time, girl.
I love you.
Alexis, you're a part of us tonight. You're a part of us. So what are you going to be doing that night at the
ball? Honey, let me tell you something, Jasmine. My model for 2015?
Yes.
The ball is in 15, yes.
Okay, I'm probably going to be full somewhere.
Of course you are. Of course you will.
So it's probably whatever I'm going to do is going to be done before I get there. So don't look for me to do anything once I get to wherever the ball is.
So is it safe to say you'll be in charge of
the snow?
The bump committee.
Are you in charge of bringing the snow?
Oh, anywhere I go, it's always going to be snow.
No, but we need you to be in charge of the blizzard.
What's my name, girl?
The ball is taking place in February. Can we not talk about snow or blizzards, please?
We need a blizzard inside the ball, not outside.
No. Listen, let me tell you something.
Hold on. There will be no blizzard on February 20th, February 21st. The blizzard will happen on the 22nd.
No,
After the aftermath.
No, Kelly, it
has
to start at the ball.
No, the blizzard will start at the aftermath mistake, and the blizzard will go into after the anniversary show is over.
If that blizzard starts after the aftermath, girl, JS might be doing that anniversary show by herself.
Y'all talking about the aftermath, girl.
Jasmine ain't doing shit.
With all the different personalities and all the different outlets, it definitely will be a fantastic weekend. That's what you can definitely guarantee.
We all might be doing the after special location. We all might be doing
we might be doing the aftermath at a special location. Yeah.
And the anniversary show will be from a special location.
Oh my God.
We might do a live anniversary show. It might be kind of cute.
I think Alexis should sell powdered donuts at the function.
The way I'm buying them powdered donuts, baby. The way I'm be cuffing them and stealing them and everything. Look over there, stealing them.
With the they're gonna be covered with the Jamaican.
Ooh.
With the what?
Jamaican. My hands gonna be shaking.
Well, Alexis, I'm glad you're on the phone. So stay with us for the next 9 minutes because I do want to go into something else in a few minutes when we go into record mode. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller,
you're on the air.
Okay, so really quickly, did y'all see? Oh wait, I'll say that when I go into record mode. 843, honey, you press one again. 843, press one. Okay, there you go. 843-601, you're on the air.
This episode of Tears of Top has been brought to you by Autotrial. If you ever got your free download, it's too late.
Who is that?
Got your free what?
Download.
Audible.com.
Somebody from the Carolinas.
Caller. Okay, caller don't want to say nothing, child.
That's a South Carolina number.
Uh-huh.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Okay,
Charlie. Sound effects. Girl, we got a group of turbies tonight, Miss Thing. Like, what a cave in the thing.
609-401, you're on the air.
Somebody
How do you?
Hey.
Hey.
Boy,
hi, Carla. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
How are you?
What's going on, 007?
Hello, we're from O'Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
I just say hello. But anyway, I wanted to know, so the people that are trying to take steps and become, you know, more active in the ballroom scene, which steps do you have to take to become more active in the ballroom scene? Where do you start or anything like that? That's like basically I'm saying it for myself and other callers that's out there listening.
You
look in the mirror, and you see what you look like.
Baby, I look like.
No, I'm not reading you. I'm just saying.
Baby, I'm over real this all day, every day.
Okay, yeah, so guess what? Then you go when you
walk
around. Yeah,
it's my pictures that show.
You go walk around it.
Yeah, and then you go to bars, walk bars, participate, get to know people, network a little bit, you know, see which house might fit better, but you hang out with a few girls, you know, see what they give.
Okay, well, I already made a vow to one house, but anyway.
Okay, then that's what you
do.
You have a lot of questionable.
If you don't mind me asking, what house was it? Cause you,
double up.
Like Revlon, Ebony?
No, I'm a double up right now, but I'm just saying there's only one house that. So when you come out, like, I mean, do you just, like, walk, like, yourself, like, when you just inside, when you just practicing nobody around?
Yeah.
Okay.
You wait for the category.
I'm motherfucking proud.
When you come on there, when they call your category, you run up. Real fast up there. You just run up there.
Duh-uh.
Hey,
I'm
here.
Y'all so fierce.
Yes,
I'm really being honest. You say, hey,
I'm here.
Y'all
hold on.
So I just run up there.
Oh, my God.
Y'all fierce.
Oh,
in the middle of the
floor. Hold on one second. Hey, baby girl. There's an Ebony, that's an E4L representative on the line. He's going to talk to you and give you instructions on what to do.
Rodney, he just got back in the house. He don't have much say-so anymore.
Hell,
Okay, well, I want to get to the big person and what they have to say.
Have her right here.
Hold on, honey. Hold on, okay?
Oh, wait a minute.
Let me just say this. Number one, Alexis. You just got kicked out Chanel. Have a seat.
No, she called on that phone, it was just saying...
Hold on! I'll get to you in a minute. We want to help the caller here. I want to help the caller. Now, first of all, baby, what region are you in?
District of Columbia.
You in D.C.?
Yeah, D.C.
You walk wellness? And you're on the Ebony ballot for coming to the house. What's your name?
Janiyah 00 Littman. Look me up on Facebook, Mother Check, Instagram.
Janiyah? Hold on.
How do you spell your name? For the N-I-Y-A-H.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. I-Y-A-H.
Okay.
I found her.
Oh,
just you want
Queen
Up and
Dragged,
or what do you want?
No,
hold on.
No, baby, I'm going to be no good. I'm real. I mean, you can pull out my pictures while you
want me. They're going to post your picture in the room right now.
Over what?
Did you ever see The Purge? Do you know how, you know, the man?
Hold on, Becky. Somebody put her pictures in my inbox, please.
Alexis, I'm about to send them to you.
Here y'all go talking over each other again. Hello,
Kitty. Becky, Kitty.
I do apologize.
They don't stop.
I do apologize.
We are going into record mode. Please call in. You only have a minute and a half. Call in now because we're going into record mode.
Hold on. Let me just get
this.
Jason, stop it, Alexis.
Chill out, my brother.
Joel.
Yes, Jason.
Please put that in my inbox.
Okay. Why she got a one lash?
Hold on.
Joel. Oh, why she do got a one lash? Wait a minute.
Hold on. Miss Janiyah, thank you so much. Janiyah, I'm sorry. Thank you so much for your interest in the House of Ebony. However, I don't think you're what we're looking for moving forward in our vision.
Let me speak for the House of Ebony. I'm going to find a spot for a house that I know would take her.
I'm trying to still help her in the long run. I just think, you know, for what we're looking for in our iconic movement and the realness that we stand for, that's just not a product of our brand. So I'm just putting that out there. However, you know, her realness will fit very much in MZA or Revlon or
Valentino.
You know.
Yeah, what's her house?
I think Queen Maya could really work with her. I mean, Kelly, as you can see, is a miracle. So miracles do happen in the house of Miz. That's
insane. Me too.
That bitch said miracles do happen in the house of Miz.
hold on. I had to take you off of mute. As the House of Ebony, the way the House of Ebony is downgraded, they must
really?
Understand this,
Michelle.
That bitch had to say hang up.
That bitch
said miracles
do happen in the House of Mizrahi, bitch. I swear to God.
He said miracles do happen.
In the House of Mizrahi.
My God.
Y'all need to put that on a t-shirt, Ms. Rahi's. No shade. Y'all got to put that on a t-shirt, bitch. Miracles do happen in the house of Ms. Rahi, bitch. No shade, bitch. Miss Michi just ate that for y'all. Miss Michi just ate that for y'all, bitch. It is no shade.
Everybody stop. Joelle, let me tell you something. If you don't stop motherfucking paying in my inbox like this, Joelle, I'm telling you, I will find you and fight you. You better stop.
Yeah,
I know that's right. I know she is crushed right now.
You see the way she is brushed over.
No,
she was
the
She had the empty picture.
Let's be honest, y'all know this group is not her.
I believe that's her because she stopped talking.
Oh, baby, that's her. That's on her profile.
Her feedback.
That's her, baby. That is
but, you, but you
Miracle.
Should know by listening to this show all night that this was a stern audience and a stern set, Miss Thing. So if she came up here, she had to be right, or the girls were going to say something, Miss Thing. The girls, we don't stop the girls when they call in reading a tar out of all of us, Miss Thing.
Wait a minute. Out of all of that, when Misha said moving forward, okay, yeah, I can agree with that part. Now, I'm not going to just say...
So wait,
Don't read them.
Why is she sitting on the toilet with one lash with all these tests on?
Oh, my God.
Because miracles do happen. Miracles do happen, Alexis.
Is that a teardrop under her eye? That's all I want to know.
Miracles do happen in the house of this Rocky.
Okay, hold on, y'all. I got to make an announcement. To the person that's asking me how to get it, thank you, I'm glad you like the show. To the person that's asking me how do they get into the group, every time y'all start something, they always want to get in the group. Unfortunately, I can't add you because...
I'll get my job and Leo before the longest bitch did the shit come. She was like, "Now I need to shit." But it was
Kelly.
You have to get somebody that is in the group to add you to the group. I can't add you because you're not on my friends list, and my friends list is full. So, if you know somebody that's in the group, just have them add you, and then we'll prove it. Can y'all hear me? Because I hear.
Is it all?
Is it? Which I don't use other people's codes, but yeah.
Is this motherfucker right. Recording?
Okay.
So back to this Texas. Well, she got the chain tattoo around her neck. This is a Blitz Queen playing up in drag.
But it looked like she got titties, let me be.
Yeah, she got titties.
She got titties. She just didn't know that she wanted to be her aspiration in life.
Yeah, she knew she wanted to be. She wanted to be an Ebony, but that didn't happen.
Girl.
No, listen. Let me tell
so y'all.
She in a picture with an Ebony that do hair. Don't mean.
She did not want. She wanted to be an Ebony, but of course, you know, Michi knows
really
what the house they be looking for, so that can't be it.
She said she made a vow
to the House of Ebony.
We lost Kelly. I don't know if she was trying to. I don't know, but we lost Kelly. We are in record mode, so if we get disconnected, we will be back next week. Don't forget the Rumble Ball is this upcoming Sunday. If you're in New York or want to visit or get away, please go to the Rumble Ball this weekend. Okay. Changing up the topic. Whoever's doing stuff in their background, please stop changing your tire. No, I think they're changing their tires and shit. You know, it's just too much noise.
Is she changing her tires while she's trying to get the House of Ebony? It's not her changing her tires on his phone, girl.
Let me look at the roll call, honey.
Joe, I mean, Prada, Michi, Justin, Laura, Maya, Jason, Rodney, Jasmine, Joelle, Becky, and Alexis is all on the air. If y'all know y'all doing stuff in the background, please mute your phones and just talk when it's time to talk. But before it gets too late, I know the topics were all over the place tonight, but hey, it happens. But I do want to take this time to talk about tomorrow's season finale of Scandal. Everybody's on the edge of their seat. Take over.
Shonda Rhimes always does this to us every finale, whether it's the mid-season finale, the mid-winter finale, or the season finale. Because she took us off for Christmas with shit's being shot, what, last year, 2013 or something like that. However, this time, do y'all, Cyrus is a cold, stone cold fucking animal.
Yes,
Cyrus
ma'am.
Knew for sure that, now, the question is, is the bomb going to blow up with all of them there?
Yes.
So do y'all think that Dan is going to die?
No, I don't think it's
no. It don't. It don't look like she. It don't look like she died. But did you see the preview? The church blew up.
No, she said because you know.
I had to tell Alexis the same thing, girl. You know who's getting ready to die, girl. They're getting rid of me. They're getting rid of the motherfucking Uncle Andrew, bitch. And they're getting rid of just she motherfucking vice president, girl.
Who
y'all
the hell is
way.
Uncle Andrew?
Mm-hmm. Ain't that the
name? I think vice president gonna make it.
Oh, please don't.
Who is Uncle Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew.
Amaya.
Andrew, he's probably gonna die.
Ain't that his name?
The president is the vice president.
Are you talking about the man that's working with Sally?
No, Andrew is the one that
Millie
was sucking
his dick. Yeah.
The vice president, no, he's not at, none of them are at that, none of them are at
yes,
the
he is.
Yes, he is.
He's there.
Yes, he
is.
When he shook hands
yeah,
with Sally,
the
they were inside of the church.
Yeah, the vice president is there.
Oh, shit,
mm-hmm.
I missed that.
The vice president
is there.
Yeah, the vice president is there.
Yeah,
Alexis didn't see that either. I had to tell her that the bomb was in the church. That Cyrus stopped the president and said, "Let me hear your eulogy in the office." And Sally and Uncle Andrew were sitting inside of the church, shaking hands and greeting each other when they scrolled down to the bomb being in the bottom of the church.
That's Becky over there punching titties and shit.
Baby, it sounds like somebody's texting on the phone.
Okay, who has a galaxy, honey? Who?
Yes.
If you have a galaxy, say something.
Everybody got iPhones and that stopped.
No, somebody got a galaxy because it stopped.
Yeah, that's the galaxy phone, baby.
I have a Galaxy 5. Right.
Well,
I have a galaxy,
then you need to stop being rude.
I have a galaxy,
but I'm on my iPhone right now.
What you say, Jason?
There you go again.
Hold on.
I think
I'm going on mute.
Oh, that was you, Mark. That was you, Rodney.
Yeah, that's probably his background.
You know my brother. Hey, brother. What's going on?
All right, what's up? I do want to let y'all know she is a real girl, and she was at the DC Awards Ball. Yes, that is the girl in the picture. That is the girl in the picture. She was trying to walk everything, but I think she was pretending, but she definitely was at the ball. If y'all watch the clip, that's the one Jack was saying, fish and a mermaid in a box or something. She was giving a laugh.
Are y'all done talking about Scandal? Because I don't know what the fuck going on.
Right.
But that's definitely her, the Janaya 007 girl in the picture. That's the girl in the picture.
What? Did you say?
Well, we had Ben got off her stuff there. We on Scandal.
Mm.
She's definitely real. It's just that her look is impolished. Y'all can't say that woman's not real.
Before we talk about Scandal, can we talk about this reunion show on Sunday?
I'm so ready.
I have been waiting forever for this fucking reunion show, and it's no shame.
Well, of course.
But do y'all live how Portia had to turn herself in, but she went to go get her makeup done before?
She was already probably sitting during the day. Fuck that.
okay? She wakes up to that.
Okay.
We just went from galaxy texting to now somebody eating
a bowl of cereal.
But baby, the way you're eating that motherfucking cereal,
okay? Michi, stop it, baby.
Okay.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, Alexis. Is the reunion show in two parts, or are we going to see everything this weekend?
No, I think it's three parts.
It's probably three parts.
Three parts.
It's probably four parts, bitch.
Three.
But
no,
also, Lanithia Lees can leave the show. I don't care for her anymore. She completely had lost herself. She really made me mad Sunday with that interview with her and Andy Cohen on that special. I was like, "Are you?"
I saw that interview.
Even though she was telling the truth, because Cynthia is boring as fuck.
You have to understand how Nene Leakes is. When she fell out with Kim, they've been friends for years. And as soon as they stopped talking, she ran her like a dog. When her and Cynthia, she considered Cynthia a best friend. But now they stopped talking, she said Cynthia blows everywhere. She goes to this person, that person, and Cynthia are not talking now?
No,
yeah,
they're not officially friends
at all, period.
Is this because of the Tita being a bitch thing?
Did you see how
Cynthia
and Kenya was like, well, now that you're my friend, and now all of a sudden Nene and Cynthia not friends again? I mean, not friends? Like, come on, Nene. Like, are you 40 years old or not?
She's jealous. She wants her friend to be her friend.
But ain't Cynthia the only one that signed that friend contract with her?
Yeah.
And then she said, did I really sign a friend contract?
She was like,
did I really sign? I don't remember signing that friend contract. Andy Cohen said, bitch, you did sign that, bitch. Don't act like you ain't fucking signed that friend contract.
But she threw everybody. She threw Marlo under the bus and everything.
She sure did. But you know what? Nene is always strong. And when I say strong, I mean a strong mouth when she's by herself, when she do separate interviews.
Right. But she gets very quiet when she's confronted.
Right.
So no wonder none of them have been there to see her on Dancing with the Stars.
Baby, she was full.
I really don't need them to see me there when I'm Dancing with the Stars because they can watch me at home.
Okay. That's exactly what she gave.
If I was them, I would just go and not say nothing to her because that's going to eat her up.
It's not going to eat me up. I'm making coins on these girls' times and things. So fuck them hoes.
Well, if you feel that way, then I'll just throw tomatoes at her and get kicked out.
But on Dancing with the Stars, she's not even out there.
Right.
Bitch, she's rich, bitch.
She's over there towering over that man.
I'm noticing a lot of y'all on here can't take me. So I'm okay with that.
Bitch, you on Dancing with the Stars looking like fucking Shrek over this man, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Did y'all see
how Marlo... You just slinging him around, bitch. What y'all show,
bitch? Did y'all see how Marlo read her on Twitter?
All that friends.
She can read me on Twitter. She a criminal. Girl, so is Miss Nene.
Yes, she did.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You don't even know Nene had a criminal background also?
Okay. They dug in her past.
What do you mean? I don't care what my criminal background says. And fuck Kenya and fuck anybody else that got anything to say about me.
She did
have a criminal background.
Her past is your past.
She used to sell her pussy, and I might be still selling my pussy on the side because I need to make all the change.
This has been stripping at the Blue Flame, and now they got Donald Trump hair, and they think they fast.
I came up, bitch.
She spent that whole Donald Trump check on her house. She ain't got no more.
So what, bitch?
That
I got some of the lane. So what?
Fucking, she still wears lace from bitch. The West End Mall.
Look at him. One thing I can say about Nene.
He is very upset on his own.
From the beginning season, she has come a long way, though. From the beginning, she has come a long way.
But
the big guy in New York over there, he is very upset about me on his phone.
Oh.
And y'all need to give him a testosterone shot because he can't take me. The big one over there in Brooklyn, he can't take me.
Oh.
Who's that?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Michi, we know who it is. It's our big brother, Michi. You know who it is. The heavy step one. The larger one.
Okay. Wait, hold on. What?
She's talking about
the larger brother. The larger brown skin brother over there in New York.
Oh,
wow.
Girl.
This is a brother?
Yes, the larger one. The one that's laughing, the larger brother.
Oh.
Michi, you know how he gets, you know, nigga get a piece of change in their life. They don't know how they act. They forgot where they came from.
Oh,
you know,
girl.
Bitch was just wearing motherfucking cheap lace front wigs 2 months ago. And, girl, now you got a cheap lace front wig and a pack of hair. And you think you're bad. It's not different than that.
Well,
a wig and a pack of hair.
Can we just agree that crack is cheap?
I think I'm at the wrong TV show.
Well, tune in. It's about to get good.
We all
you
can agree
what?
That.
Nene reminds
hell
me, she's
no.
like a Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives. So they just
she's not like a Jackie Christie. No, Jackie Christie.
I love Nene. I live for Nene.
Jackie is worse than Nene. She's not.
You think
Nene,
so?
Nene got phony over time. Jackie's just phony from the beginning.
I'm not gonna say Nene's phony because her friendship is not real.
Her friendship is not passionate. Because if you are a real friend, when you're not talking to someone or you are no longer friends with someone, you don't put their business out. You don't try to read them. You don't throw low blows like Nene.
Nene remind you of the girls.
Well,
because
you made me feel.
Listen. Nene remind you of one of the girls who ain't had shit. Then she get a couple of few good dates. She get her bags. She get her nose. Then she fam. She one of the girls. Yeah, she still sitting in the hotel. You know, she got Christian Louboutins, but they in the closet at the hotel. So she thinks she's better than somebody. And then you have to remember, like, girl, you got to check out at 12 o'clock. Please keep it cute. You know.
Nene.
I can't take all of this.
Like I was trying to say prior to this, can we all just say what Whitney Houston said, that crack is cheap and crack is whack? Did y'all not see that video? Did y'all not see that video when Nene was high on Dancing with the Stars?
I got
on
my
Nene shirt.
She was
high on Real
She was, exactly. So you know what I'm saying? She can't really be, if she's a read on herself, she can't really be getting these girls together, and she done turned into a cokehead.
I don't understand. Hoes get one
y'all, y'all love to talk over each other.
Shh, everybody be quiet.
That's what Tuesday night is for.
No.
Y'all
do
that
Tuesday
on
night,
Tuesday night. Don't do it here.
Tuesday night ain't the only night that they talk over each other.
Then they do it more on Tuesday night than anything, though. Tuesday. Bishop, you're on.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Can
you let him talk, please? Don't do that. Go ahead, Bishop.
I'm doing good. Fuck them. Anyway.
As we were saying on Scandal, the vice president.
Can y'all let him talk? Why
yeah, he just came on here and said, fuck all of us, and we supposed to let
him listen. How many times have we said, fuck them? It happens.
Jason, put your hands in your pockets, nigga.
Girl,
come on,
I put my hands on the dial.
Go
ahead, Bishop.
Jasmine, did you talk about Chris Brown's mugshot?
You've been listening to the whole show, right? So you know that we have not talked about Chris Brown's mugshot, correct? If you've been listening
to the show, we
have not said a goddamn thing about Chris Brown's mugshot.
I'm not going to ask you guys no more. Please respect the listeners and callers. Please respect the co-hosts and panelists. Enough of that, seriously. Now go ahead, Bishop. No, we did not talk about the mugshot.
Yeah,
Alexis wanted to address the situation. Go ahead, Alexis. What did you want to say about the mugshot? Thank you, Bishop. Alexis?
About the mugshot? I don't know about the mugshot.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were trying to say something about the mugshot. Okay,
no,
I'm
I was
sorry.
Telling Jason to get him.
It ain't it funny how we get along, but we don't get along, but we come together for one certain for one
okay.
big cause.
Yeah, y'all better put y'all hands in y'all pockets. Okay.
It be like that.
Absolutely.
I didn't even know he had a mugshot out there. I thought it was just Portia. No shit.
Yeah, because his court case starts this week.
Does it start this week?
It's supposed to start this week. It was supposed to start the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what do y'all think is gonna What do y'all think is gonna happen to his career?
It's gonna be on hold till he come out of jail in 4 years.
So do you think one of his next single, as soon as he get out and he makes the next single, is going to be hot, or is it going to be his second single that's going to be hot?
Well,
like,
maybe he'll come out
and make a sex tape. Who knows?
Oh, hell no.
When he come out, his first single is going to be dedicated to the girls.
The guys in prison.
Right,
exactly.
The girls.
My niggas doing hard times.
But they're going to get him together, unless he's in the celebrity unit.
They're getting him together now in their jail. He was already complaining about the toilet. He didn't like shitting on the toilet. First he was NPC. He could only take a shower every 2 days instead of every day. So now they have him in general population, so he has more privileges. But he's complaining that it's hard and it's rough already. So, yeah.
Where is he?
He's in Virginia.
Virginia?
Oh, yeah,
they're going
mm-hmm.
to get his ass.
They're going to see if he can run it, bitch.
No, honey,
they're going to
run it,
all right.
I want to make a couple of announcements. I know Kelly's not on the line, but she's been all in my ear about The Orange Is the New Black. She's like, oh, my God, Jasmine, when's it coming on again? The Orange Is the New Black is coming on Netflix again in June. Do not forget that it will be coming on. If you haven't watched it yet, go watch it. I'm sure if you haven't watched it, like, you're late.
But
go
I think
watch it.
I'll be more into it if it was on actual TV. Then I have to sit on in front of the computer because I've been hearing about it too, but I'm so lazy, I'd rather watch it on TV.
Becky,
you know you can get that Google Chrome, that little Google thing. I keep forgetting what it is. It's like $50 or whatever. You just plug it into your HDMI on your TV, and whatever's on your browser on your computer will broadcast on your TV. So
how much you
it
said
works
it was?
Out that.
And if
I
you got
an
Xbox or a PlayStation 2,
oh
I mean
God.
3 or 4, you can download Netflix and watch it on your PlayStation or your Xbox.
I need security. You know what? Let me start with this. I need security on Tens of Fucking Chops Radio.
Kelly.
Yes, Kelly, come through.
I need a security officer on here for the girls that talk over each other.
Bishop.
Hello?
Who's that letting the partition up?
It's called Google Chromecast. You can get it at Walmart, Radio Shack. It's only $35.
Can I do a seamless?
A what?
Seamless. Shut your mouth.
Oh my God.
Becky, you know what?
Do you have an Xbox or a PlayStation?
No,
I've been meaning to get one.
You've been needing to get an Xbox or a PlayStation?
Hold on, because I'm about to tear. Did Kelly just put these motherfucking throwback pictures when she was a boy up here?
Ooh.
Wait, let's go look at it.
So, no.
Kelly,
yeah, she
stop
does
it,
shit like
please.
That. She does,
oh,
she
just,
does stuff like that.
She just took those pictures.
She said she came out the pussy like that.
Oh my God.
So we not going to talk about scandal no more?
I don't think it's gonna be a good conversation or a fair conversation because not everybody is into. Well, I speak for myself because I don't know what y'all are talking about. The last episode.
Mute your damn phone.
The last episode I seen was
Prada.
The daddy got shot and the mama
Prada.
Did not play with his ass.
That was last week.
I know. I said that's
that
the last episode. Is that J Rock?
There we go. There we go.
Nah, that ain't J Rock, bitch. Meet your damn phone, huh?
Ooh.
Prada.
Prada is my sis, and I don't take offense to what she's saying. But, bitch, that's just
and
like
Jason,
me having
to
a motherfucking
right.
That's just like me having a motherfucking conversation
and
you left out. I feel left
you
out.
You need to get your facts right.
I need to get my facts right.
Okay, well, let me listen.
Yeah,
let
since
me.
You want to talk about scandal, bitch, you need to get your facts in order. So, bitch, you ain't even know that Andrew was in a church outfit, so
Tom,
you need to get
Uncle
your
Dan.
Facts right, okay?
Uncle Dan.
That's okay. That's the one. Okay, well, the reason I missed that was because I was too busy still getting life off the fact that Millie read the whole show.
Fuck that
bitch.
Okay,
but you know what I'm
going
to do?
Miss Pope, we just was getting along. Now we back at Millie and we back at being Millie and Olivia again. I say
sucking dick and telling lies all her motherfucking life.
You're not going to do that to me, Alexis. I was raped. Because I was raped, he's in the White House. He wouldn't be in that White House if it wasn't for me.
Girl, no, it ain't.
Okay.
He wouldn't be in the White House if it wasn't for me.
Laura, don't put this girl
wait
in
a minute. Wait. Y'all just caught me off guard. Who? Alexis is Olivia Pope and Jason. You're Millie.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Cyrus came to me? If I wouldn't have gave the okay, you guys, there would be no scandal. Period. I told you.
So who's Cyrus?
Oh, that's Marcus. Somebody else. That's Marcus Bishop Michi. One of them. Who knows?
What
happened to you? I'm about
to catch up.
Amaya, who are you?
She's nobody.
I want to know who's Huck. Who's Huck? I want to know who Huck is, bitch. Because I'm Shonda Rhimes, so who's Huck?
I'm Mama Pope. That's who I am.
Yes, yes,
word,
Vada. I see you
word.
Are very Mama Pope. Yes, Vada.
Word.
Well, I can't
I'm
be Mama Pope.
I'm trying to figure out. Quinn must be got some good pussy.
Okay. Oh, that was
no
so disgusting.
Ain't no way in hell y'all let motherfucking...
She just pumped in there. She just walked
right,
in there
she
like
walked
nothing.
Right past him.
Who left it? Somebody left that door open though.
But what do y'all think gonna happen when that crazy man find out Quinn fucking Huck?
Charlie don't want to date a Huck. I don't give a fuck with nobody.
No, but did you gag at how he really killed the guy? Like Olivia's father just really killed him.
Yes.
I thought it was a setup. I really gagged that he killed him.
Do y'all think he gonna die?
He had a good explanation though. He had a good explanation.
Do y'all remember the day when they was doing the flashbacks? Right.
Oh my God! Look at Kelly Pitcher.
When Olivia was thinking about the day her mama left. Y'all remember that day, that episode?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when she left and the phone rang? That was him call.
Alexis?
Huh?
I'm looking at these pictures that you were talking about. Kelly just took those pictures.
Oh.
Don't say she does look the same. That's cute though. She does look like the same person.
Kelly's facial expressions have never changed.
Yeah,
no,
they remain
honestly.
The same. Yeah.
Yes,
smile,
ma'am, Kelly.
Those headshots, they never change. One thing I could say about her.
She had this motherfucking fur on, this white fur. She looked good.
Bitch. Why you keep changing our scandal topic, huh?
Okay.
I'm actually listening. Because she don't know
what we talking about.
No. Don't look at it as that because I just really got thrown off by these pictures.
Oh, lady.
Oh, my God.
Sis, don't read me, sis. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, Prada.
Are you okay, sis?
Oh,
Oh my God.
I do not like to be left in the dark. Amaya and Alexis, what is going on?
They're looking at the pictures, honey.
Yes, ma'am.
What pictures?
I thought that was in the group, but they're on her page. I have no clue what's going on.
Alexis ain't looking at that, honey.
What is it? What do y'all see some dick? Whose dick is it?
Meaning the cross.
Mickey put it in my inbox.
Y'all little secret society group, honey. Don't put post stuff in the secret society.
It's not in there. No, what happened was somebody been in my inbox, so I went to my inbox, I had messages. I'm like, oh, I didn't even see this message. They must hit me up. I had the message, and it just, wow.
Okay. It just popped right out, and it just jumped there.
Do you want to share?
Me too.
Poppy will talk later offline.
Oh, okay. I'll call you.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Why are you mad, Jason?
Is the bomb go off now so I don't have to listen to these two bitches?
Oh, okay. That's what you better do.
Man, who are you calling a bitch? UNITY. Okay.
Let's talk about
I'll call you after the show, and we can talk about scandal, because clearly we ain't going to be able to talk about it right here.
Go ahead and talk about scandal. Huck.
But yeah, like
you
I was
smell
saying,
like
I
a Huck.
I don't think Charlie want to date a Huck. I really just don't think so.
Me either.
I don't know, because Huck is slipping.
Oh, I'm living for the first lady this season. I don't know why. She's getting
fuck
me
that
hoe. I felt what she said.
And
oh,
that's
I'm
coming
sorry.
From the help.
She said, okay, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to stand by my man.
And that's coming from the help. You know your place now.
Oh, well, guess what? We all are really the help.
Okay.
Well, it's no shame.
But
Millie,
this, wait a minute. But did you
me.
Not gag when Jake let it be known that he fucked you, girl?
Oh, yeah. Jake is going for that.
But Millie, you know your place too.
Exactly.
What you say, Prada?
I say, Millie, you know your place too, bitch. It's either getting raped by Father Fitzgerald, bitch, or it's on your knees with Andrew, bitch. Keep it cute.
Wait, did y'all see last week Thursday when they put National Sibling Day, and they put the picture of Lil Jerry and Fitz next to each other?
Yes.
I thought I was going to die. And then they had the picture of Maury said, in the case of so-and-so-and-so, they had Fitz picture and said, you are not the father. Then they had Big Jerry and said, you are the father. The girls are fierce. But, I mean,
that
I can't
is,
wait.
That truth is definitely going to come out in season four.
I can imagine what she got in store for us in season four.
Hello.
I'll be so glad
when she have that baby, so they can stop doing all these half shots to her, honey.
So do y'all think? Because I know it's been talks that Shonda Grimes is over she's over the guy that plays Columbus Short. So do y'all think that she's going to write him off like they were saying?
But shit, that'd be the second person, because remember the first. Who is that?
Ooh.
Somebody is breathing heavily.
First they were eating cereal, now they breathing like the cereal and put them to sleep. Ooh.
Is that Meechie?
No, he is in his inbox looking at trade.
I'm not in my inbox looking at no damn trade.
About his man on the phone.
Baby, we talking on Facebook. Anyways, continue.
We lost Amaya. We lost Laura. We lost Kelly. We still have Prada, Michi, Justin, Jason, Rodney, Joelle, Becky, Alexis.
You sure we got Justin?
Because
he ain't saying nothing.
Rodney got his phone. What are you doing?
I'm here. It was just a lot going on.
He over there munching.
You masturbating.
They were talking about Scandal, so he put his phone down, too.
He was
I watched Scandal. I
damn.
It was just too many people talking at one
time.
Okay.
I thought I had a friend, boo.
You got a friend. You got bitches.
Well,
you
Becky
can have
City
bitches.
Turns, I don't watch that show, so I can sit on your side, too, bitch. I can't get into it.
Joelle, you don't like Scandal?
No, I watched two episodes, and I was bored.
Girl, what's
the... Man, I thought you would
girl,
like
girl,
it.
When it first came on, I was like, oh, hell no, I can't watch this shit.
I can watch it. I'll
stick to my American
time.
Horror Story. I'll stick to that.
Yeah, American Horror Story. When that supposed to come back on?
October.
I will be here.
Okay. I can't get into Scandal. No shame.
But I really think that the last season was the one that really put American Horror Story on the map. Even though it's been on for two current seasons, somebody really
it's
watched
been
it.
On the map,
but when
Becky.
I, but the reason I know I just said that, but the reason, the reason why I started watching honestly is because I seen Angela Bassett on she was on Queen Latifah show and she was talking about it, so I had looked at that and it was good ever since.
Yeah, I gotta agree with her. Even though it's definitely been on the map, but I, by them bringing people like Angela Bassett and Kathy Bates and stuff like that, it definitely bridged and brought in a lot
Kathy
more
Bates
people.
Oh yeah, Kathy Bates, good. I love her.
Mhm. Definitely did that.
She was like, "It's gonna come rise a bone."
I hear such an echo, honey. I hear such an echo.
You're going to torture somebody in front of their own mama.
Like I do, honey. And we have lost Alexis. The girls are just dropping. Alexis is gone.
That's not a good phrase, Jasmine.
Oh, I'm sorry. The girls, they're falling asleep, I guess.
Hello.
So what else, yeah? What else we got in store for the rest of the week? What's everybody doing for Easter weekend?
It's the one Sunday everybody finally gonna go to church. Everybody go to church on Easter. That's the one Sunday.
Not me.
Oh, God.
Why I ain't going to church on Easter?
Right.
We lost Rodney.
I go to church on Good Friday, and that's it. And I go to church.
I'll be in church the whole Sunday.
I go to church Good Friday, so I come home, watch the Passions of the Christ, and...
Do y'all watch Mary Mary?
And I die Easter egg.
Yes.
I can't get into that.
Yes, that has
you can't
been,
get into Mary Mary.
I watched the last episode.
Before y'all talk about Mary Mary, I just want to go back a few seconds and say, you die Easter eggs, Jason?
Yes, I still have little nieces and nephews. So we
that's right,
Easter...
Jason, I don't blame you.
Okay. Okay.
Well, Jason, you want to know what I do? I color them too, but I hide them from myself.
Girl.
Hold up.
Oh, my gosh.
This year, I'm dressing up as the Easter Bunny.
That's right. But do they know it's you?
She hides it from herself.
I can't deal with y'all.
I need to know who Becky is for real.
Becky gives me my life. Well, Becky, do you find them?
Sometimes. I might be next Easter I find them. I don't
know. Oh, shit.
Once I
you
smell
might
them,
find,
I know what they
you
are.
You might find some this week. You might
once
start finding some this week.
Maybe. Well, but should I eat them, though?
No.
Yeah, girl, eat it.
Girl, she might find one she hid 2 years ago.
Bitch, I'm going to be motherfucking dead.
Well, no, Becky, because I think after a while they start to stink, so you would find them.
That's what I'm saying. When they start stinking, that's when I really know what they are.
Oh my God!
A nasty bitch.
I'll probably come to Jason's house and give them to his nieces and nephews.
Oh, who the hell you want? Because we put those Easter eggs in their basket. We hide Easter eggs with, like, money in them.
Oh, you mean the plastic ones? Yeah, my family does that, too. Yeah, my family, they do the real ones and the fake ones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jason, you need to find all of those so we can get that internet back working.
Oh, y'all going to gag money.
Ooh.
I was shocked to see that Jason had posted something today, because yesterday he was like, he can't get on the Facebook and stuff. So what happened?
And we just lost Becky.
I'm here.
Hold on a second. Bishop wants to know, did we talk about the lunar eclipse? Did anybody see the lunar eclipse?
Yes, we talked about that yesterday.
Somebody said something about a curse.
See, I feel like that is like talking about scandal.
The blood moon.
That eclipse. That
the
shit
blood
was
moon.
Long.
That
shit was
sound
long
real sexy.
Draining.
The blood moon.
That
Bloody
might be
moon.
The new Twilight. That might be the new Twilight Mom title.
Just cute.
Mm-hmm. The blood moon
got,
ball.
Got,
yes, for Halloween. The blood moon sense. Ball.
Uh-oh. Please don't have no ideas. Please.
I don't think
Jasmine, you still haven't watched the preview to the sex tape?
I just watched it, the one you gave me. No, I've seen the preview, I'm talking about the whole thing.
But,
you
see in the preview she's holding onto the rod for life.
Yeah, I see that.
I didn't like that music.
I didn't like that music at all.
It was very bounce that pussy 2000 music, 2001. Very freak music.
He was trying to promote his whack ass music.
Oh, is that his music playing in the background?
I do not see Nico at all. Ain't he a butch queen?
He has a nice body.
That's what they say.
His friend got a nice body.
I was just about to say that.
He does have a nice body. What do you mean?
I mean,
yeah, his face
is horrible. He looks like Skeletor about the face. I just, my thing is with that whole sex tape thing is just what Charlamagne the God said on Hot 97.
The whole situation
is trifling.
It's faggoty.
It's trifling because if you look at the last season, you know, she was trying to find a man, you know, Stevie Day, Jay did her wrong and all this type of stuff. But you got with somebody that the only thing he could find you, he couldn't come up and find a regular hustle, but, bitch, only thing he could do is try to get you in a sex tape, bitch. It's trifling. That whole shit is trifling. Bitch, your ass is 45. The last thing your ass need to be out doing is making a sex tape with your 5-year-old daughter. What type of shit is that?
She 43.
Girl, she said, baby, she just got her titties done. Bitch, she not bothered about how old she is.
But
I could understand. I could see you in your 20s or your 30s or something like that. You doing some shit you regret, but you in your 40s. That means you've had a while to have a life of experience, so you should know better.
Well,
not
she
really
didn't have
because
no
she
life.
Had
she was,
all those years.
She was
all those years she had.
Yeah,
that's right. All those years she had to fuck with Stevie J. She had to worry about him, and he was having
right.
her trapped, and it was no such thing as Jocelyn at that time. So you know she was so worried about him.
So Miko is
right.
better. So Miko is better.
Miko
ain't nothing but a broke down version of Stevie J.
I mean, exactly. But I mean, no, it's even worse because when you look at it, at least Stevie J still had a coin to do something with. Nigga, what you saying is you can't even provide for your family enough. The only thing you could do is try to get your girl in a porn thing. A man's supposed to make
girl
out there and make that money for the situation. You're not supposed
but
to
now y'all gonna
woman
cut
y'all
shit out. He could afford to give her a fake Rolex. He did that.
No,
what
Miko
Mimi
gave her that
is,
fake Rolex.
She
that's
needed
what
to
I
carry
said.
On.
He gave her
she
a fake Rolex.
She needed
right.
to carry
he
on with
so
this
he
situation.
So he wasn't no upgrade. He was a downgrade. When you
he
leave
tried.
Somebody. When
but she
leave,
said she been knew him, though.
Right, and he and she knew. Okay, first of all, let's do it this way. Ain't, I'm not going to name my child after no nigga ex-girlfriend. So Eva is named after Eve. Ain't no way you going to name my child after your ex-girl. Ain't no way you naming my child after your ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no way.
Well, like I was trying to say,
so anything,
Amy needs to use
so
this. Damn, Jason.
What? Girl.
Damn,
okay.
Jason, let Becky get a word out.
I'm going to take
her.
I'm going to hit her in her titty.
No, I'm going to put your titty. Bitch, I'm going to steal your makeup. That's what I'm
going to do. I don't wear none. Wrong girl.
If I wear makeup, bitch, you wear makeup.
You wear
now,
more than I do.
Back.
I don't wear makeup.
Neither
ooh.
Do I.
The, all
oh,
the
hold
bricks
on.
Wear makeup.
Jason, you don't wear makeup?
Okay.
I wear makeup on special occasions. Not every day. Not every
you
day.
You don't wear makeup
those
because at
Gaggle,
unless you was in costume at Gagaween, you
okay.
did have makeup on.
Jasmine, I just said special
okay.
occasions.
I don't wear makeup. I don't need anything to hide my imperfections because I know about my imperfections.
Mm.
I couldn't see hiding how to mask all that stuff.
Wait a minute, girl. If you're a female figure, I understand. But as a dude, I don't see no dude
running out there putting on no makeup.
I don't need to hide behind the makeup.
No, neither do I. If you're missing what I'm saying, if you're a female figure, I understand. Women wear makeup. I'm talking about dudes.
Yeah,
dudes cannot be running around with makeup on their face.
Well, but some people look better. Not Jason, but some people look better. No, I'm so serious, Jason. I did not mean it as a joke.
But Becky, let me say this. I am comfortable in my skin.
Oh my God, Jason, I'm so serious. I did not mean it as a joke. No, Becky.
This is not for you. This is for Justin.
Okay.
I am comfortable in my skin. And if
Justin,
I
didn't say nothing to you. So I don't know why you even try to say anything to me about that. I'm saying I'm going to be running around in makeup.
Ooh, Justin, he been coming for you since last night, honey. What's the
No.
That's how you cook it up, sis.
Nah. I didn't say
like, yeah, you remember last night.
I don't know nothing about him wearing
this?
Nothing at Gagaway.
I just don't wear makeup, and I don't think this is about to go. My car about to drop
Oof.
In a minute because this is not going to be about
Jason
me.
Jason is bothered, honey. Oh, Lord.
This is not about me.
But, yeah, you know, sometimes what I tell people is makeup can make or break you because if you Oof. It can make you, if you put it on and you apply it right, or if, you know, go like the New York girls, they go to New York, they go to Mac and get done up, or it can break you if you have, like, the wrong foundation on and you brown skin, and you, but you got on white people
oh
makeup.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, you get what I'm saying? So for those, for boys, how I feel about boys wearing makeup, some look good, some don't. I'm sorry. Especially when it comes to eyebrows. Because, you know, that's the first thing people try to master ever since, like, 2009 when they start, when it's, those eyebrows first start coming out. That became an obligation that's the first thing that you had to learn. But, you know, people still haven't got with the program, you know.
Yes, girl, because some people be looking surprised, scared, confused.
Well, bitch, I still ain't got with the program, so.
Some people be looking like vampires.
Some people don't have any eyebrows.
They look like
they
have bacon strips
on
their fucking eyebrows.
Some people look like they got caterpillars crawling across their face.
Baby, what is that giving? Who was in the shower?
Who? Gas, lost that puss.
That's probably Laura again.
No,
somebody
Laura
was doing an eight ball over there, bitch.
Did you hear how that was a long sniff, though.
Yeah.
That shit there.
Damn, Alexis.
Alexis called right to y'all.
Baby, have y'all ever seen Alexis do a bitch?
Jasmine, where are you, Jasmine?
Oh, God. I cannot wait to February. February is going to be another Gagaween. I just can't wait to see everybody all in one.
Okay, I'm
going to
make sure I take my vacation time. I will be out.
Jason,
and like
you'll
I said,
get
I don't wear makeup.
LSS.
What you say, Prada?
You'll finally get another LSS.
Oh, you're trying it now. You're trying it.
Next year.
Damn, I'm still thinking about Alexis doing that bump, bitch. That's what I'm thinking about. Bitch, do y'all see those advertisements for Hoover vacuum cleaner and it just go up in the machine to swirl around?
Oh, my God. Becky, where the hell did you see Alexis doing a bump ad?
Oh, I can't give a lot.
Everywhere.
That's going to give you away. That's going to give you away, bitch. And baby.
Jasmine, this is supposed to be the time when we talking about TV shows. How the fuck did we get to this?
That bitch said, shh. That's how you know she done. That's how you know she done, because you hear the shoop at the end.
Oh my god, I cannot. Oh my god, Becky, you gotta call in on Tuesday. Oh my god, you gotta call in on Tuesday.
Oh, Lord.
My sister ain't lying, though. Not shy.
I'm not lying, bitch. What? I'm gay.
Well, shout out to the wash face queens. No shit.
The wash face queens?
Wash face.
I don't like the wash face queens. I like to put it on.
No. Keep the wash face natural.
But you just got you saying you wear makeup.
Who?
You.
No, baby. The only time, hold on, let me say this, Justin. Hold on. The only time I've worn makeup.
What you said.
Hold on. The only time I wore makeup was when I did a photo shoot. That's the only time that I have worn makeup. But I don't wear makeup. Ew, that's nasty. Okay. I can't wait her doing that part.
Isn't Tiffany watching?
Bitch, when I tell you, Jasmine need to record me so that could be her introduction.
No, shit.
Will you be like, hold on, she's calling in. Alexis, you're on the line.
Can y'all hear me? I'm by the bathroom.
Yeah,
hey, Jackie,
we know.
I said, is it Tiffany and Washface Queen?
Who's Washface?
Tiffany.
No,
Tiffany
she
should be
it
a
Washface Queen. She always put the Mac on.
Who's Tiffany Chanel?
Girl, not Miss Paint by Numbers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think she looks better with or without.
No, with. No shade. She looks better with.
I'm talking about Tiffany Chanel.
Which one?
Tiffany across the board.
Tiffany across the board.
She need to keep her mug on.
Tiffany Tears across the board?
It's
no shade. When Tiffany paints lightly, she looks good. But it's when she paints like a drag queen.
Oh, bitch, she always painted like a dragon, bitch.
I'm like, God damn, Tiffany.
I don't even wear that much makeup, bitch. God damn.
Y'all don't like all that butter highlights you put on?
Bitch, you talking about the wrong Tiffany, bitch.
Oh, my bad.
Like, she can do her makeup, but sometimes she goes over the top. It's cute.
Oh my god, I can't think of her name, but it's somebody that they line their lips with that black liner. Oh my god,
yeah.
And I hate that.
You must be talking about that con lady. I mean, well, she went to bed. Nicole.
Baby, Jasmine, where are you, Jasmine?
All right, y'all, honey. Say y'all good night. We about to say good night, honey, because y'all carrying. We about to say good night, child.
Yes,
so,
I
want to thank everybody for tuning
now.
In to the State of Emergency show, child. Becky, say your good night.
Damn, why I had to go? Okay, well, good night, everybody.
Good night, Becky.
Oh.
Thank you. We starting from the bottom, going our way back up. Go ahead, Becky. What you was gonna say?
Okay, I just want to say good night, everybody, and make sure you go purchase Felicity Ms. Rahe's Waist Shaper for the body that you wish you had. That is her new slow slogan that I made up. It's for the body that you wish and capital letters that you have. You're not going to get it.
All right, Becky. Thank you. Joelle, say goodnight.
Good night. And if you want to be a wash face queen, aloe vera and vitamin E oil, baby, apply it.
Thank you, Joelle. Justin, say goodnight.
You guys have a wonderful weekend and live your dream. Don't be your dream. Bye.
Thank you, Justin. Prada, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Prada. Jason.
Good night, everyone. Be safe, be blessed, be happy. And
thank
see you,
you
on
Jason.
Tuesday.
See you on Tuesday. Thank you, Jason. Michi, say good night if you're still there.
I'm here. Good night, everyone. And remember, if you're looking for a miracle, the mother, the up-and-coming icon, can direct you there. Kelly, Ms. Rahi. Thank you for tuning in tonight for another edition of The State of Emergency. Make sure you tune in on Monday for the recap show with Kelly and Rodney hosting. And, of course, you know, you can talk all your shit on Tuesday with the Talk Trash Tuesday cast, Jason and J-Rock. And, of course, once again next Wednesday, we'll be back here at the same time, same place, same station with the CEO, Jasmine Couture, and myself, the West Coast Sound, Michi Ebony. Good night.
You just did everything I was supposed to do. All right, y'all. Don't forget this weekend is the Rumble 6-7. We will be back on Monday with Kelly and Rodney for the weekend recap. We will be back on Tuesday with the Bridges, Jason London, J-Rock, so forth and so on. You know how that house is. And we will be back next Wednesday for another episode of State of Emergency Show. Don't forget to tune in to tomorrow's Scandal episode, as well as this weekend's Atlanta Housewives. I'm sorry, I'm reading something. Y'all crazy. I want to thank everybody that was a part of the show, and we will be back again next week. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Be safe, be blessed, and have a good one. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.